Hello, Ivan. That there are three, the Mishnah has that there are three types of chametz. There's what we call chametz dovi gomer, that if you eat bread or pizza or cookies or spaghetti or macaroni, you chayv koris. And it's for sure bal yiroi bal matzah, that's the real chametz. Then you have taruvis chametz, which the Gemara says in this Terek, in Eloi, and the Gemara has a whole clue in the next daf, that on taruvis chametz there's no koris. It's all discussion. How come there's no koris? The discussion in the Gemara. And then there's the third type of chametz that's called chametz nukshe. What exactly is chametz nukshe? So there are different types of chametz nukshe. One kind of chametz nukshe is, let's say I mix flour with water, and it sits there, and it starts rising. So the Gemara says if it sits for less than 18 minutes, so then nothing is going to happen. Yeah, if it sits for less than 18 minutes, nothing is going to happen if you didn't put in yeast. The Gemara is talking if you didn't put in yeast. If you put in yeast, it's not necessarily so. But let's say it already sits for 18, sits for 25 minutes. So the Gemara says not so fast, it takes a long, long time to become chametz. The Mishnah has a memtes on the base. The chimutz is a process. Memtes on the base. The Mishnah on the bottom, there are two Mishnahs on memtes on the base. So the second Mishnah says that chimutz is a process that begins at a certain point and ends at a certain point. Before it begins, then it's mamish matzah. If you mix flour with water and you bake it, so that's you bake it right away. So that's matzah. That's matzah. Unless you use our flour. Our flour is not the flour that they have this Mishnah Gemara. Our flour is bleached. So our flour is bleached. So the post can say that that's could be that it's chomet dog and gom. And those who are machmer not to sell cookies, they're machmer not to rely on mechiras chomets for real chomets. So they shouldn't rely on mechiras chomets for the flour either, because the regular flour that they sell in the stores now is bleached. They have unbleached. Yeah. In America they have unbleached.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I thought only in the back of the countries in Russia.
I have unbleached flour.
Yeah. It must be very dirty.
No.
I don't know if it's really unbleached. Maybe it means that it's not as bleached as other flour. The Gemara has a discussion about bleaching. The Gemara has a discussion about bleaching the grain, the kernels of grain, about washing off. That's called lesisa. That's on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says that it's not permissible to do lesisa. It's not permissible to bleach the kernels of grain that you plan to grind up later and to make flour and to bake matzahs from, because you need the shmura matzah, and you may not be careful with the lesisa. But what happens if you did lesisa and you were careful? So then Gemara says, Meikar Adin, it's not chametz, it's not a hashash chametz if you were careful. The only thing is that's only the lesisa, that's what they go in and call kemach menashuk. Plain flour that you bleach, so that Medina de Gemara is really kosher lefesach, but we have a chumra not to use it, it's a hida not to use it, shmura not to use it. But in the 1500s, they started a different bleaching process that we have today. Our flour is very clean, mamisha, snow white. So how do they get it to be so clean? So the secret is that they soak it in water for a couple of days. That's not the lesisa that the Gemara talks about. The Gemara talks, you have kernels of grain sitting here on a board with holes on the bottom, and then you pour around water, you flush water, flowing water, you rinse it off, and the water goes down. And in 2 minutes, all the water dries out and frightening, and there's no more water. But not if you have it to that. Nikar Adin, there's nothing to worry about. And it's a chumra, minis chasidus, not to use bleached flour. And if you don't have kosher lepesach diga flour, so b'shas ha'tchak, the gainim say you can use kamach and ashuk. But the kind of bleached flour that we have today, that's what the Radvaz in the 1500s and all those after them, they say this is a different story.
That's what they call the washing flour. The washing flour.
Yeah, now they soak the flour. They soak
flour
it for one day.
The flour themselves.
The grain. They soak the kernels of grain to get off all the dirt, and then later on when they grind it, it's very white. So that's the bleached flour that we have done on the mice. So the Gemara has on Memches Amadeis, the Mishnah has like this. If you take flour with water, not our flour, take our flour, so to begin with, right away, you have to be choshish that it may be chometz before you even pour in the water, because they already poured in the water when they washed it off. You take kosher the paste of the flour that was never bleached, never washed off. So now you mix it with water and you let it sit. And you don't put in yeast. You put in yeast, it's going to be mamayla hafen, it's going to go fifth. You don't put it on yeast, it just sits there. So the Gemara says earlier that if it sits there for a shear mill, usually assume a shear mill is 18 minutes or whatever, 22 and a half minutes, whatever. So if it sits there less than a shear mill, it's lays din v'lays dayin, avada is kosher lePesach. It's matzah, and you bake it, that's matzah. If it sits there for less than 18 minutes, then you have to get nervous and declare what it is. So what do you have to declare? So the Mishnah says, on Mem Chesem Aveit, there's a point at which is called Tchilas Achim Utz Prasis. That's called Seor. It's not the same as the Or in the Chumash, this is called Seor. So when the Chimutz Prasis begins, that's called Chometz Nukshet. That's one kind of Chometz Nukshet. That's the beginning of the Chimutz Prasis. If you eat that, you're not Chayiv Kareis, but it's not permissible. When does it become Chometz Dog and Gomor? How long does it have to sit? That it should become Chometz Dog and Gomor, that if you eat it, you'll be Chayiv Kareis. So the Mishnah says it has to sit so long till it rises and you have cracks on top. When it cracks on top, then it's called Siduk. And then it's called Chometz Dog and Gomor. Exactly what degree cracks do you have that it should be called Chometz Dog and Gomor is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. And similarly, they have a machlekes, when is it called Seyar? When is the beginning of the Chimutz process? So one time is more machman than the other one. And the other one is Mekel. He says, no, the Seyor, the beginning of the Chimetz process begins later, and the end of the Gemar Chimetz process begins later. So that's one kind of Chometz Nukshet. When you have the Tchilas HaChimetz process, the Chimetz process began, but it never completed. So in the Mishnah Grad, it's talking about a case where you mix flour with water, and if you let it sit long enough, it'll become Chometz Dog and Gomer. There's another kind of Chometz Nukshet that the Rishonim talk about. If you mix May Paris with the flour. You have kosher the pesach, because flour, right, Rashi and Tosis, where's that? On Lamin Heyam base. On Daf Lamin Heyam base, there's a long Tosis on the side, May Paris Ay Machmitzin. Tosis discusses that Rashi. The Gemara says that if you mix May Paris with the flour, it does not become chomix. So Tosis has a machlekes with Rashi. What does that mean? So one opinion is nothing happened. You can mix apple cider with eggs. That's the ingredients in the egg mat. You mix apple cider with eggs. As long as you don't have any water, you let it sit for 25 years and it won't become chametz. It's a different chemical process, and that's called sirchon. It's a different thing. That's like if you mix
rice
with water. So the Tanoim had a machlekes, a chemical change occurs, and the Adam machlekes, they looked at it, and they weren't sure. So Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri said that he holds that that's called chimutz, and the other Tanoim said no, that they hold that that's called sirchon. So you see that there are two different categories. When you mix flour with water and a chemical change occurs, sometimes we call it sirchon, sometimes it's labeled as chimutz, and sometimes it's in between and it's unclear. So if you mix apple cider with eggs with no water, with flour, kosher lePesach, flour, you get egg matzahs. So there's one opinion in the Rishon that it can sit from today till next year and nothing will happen. That's matzah. And it's no good for Leil Pesach. It's matzah shira, but it's not even called the Tchilas HaChimetz process. And the other Rishonim say no. When the Gemara says May Peres Ay Machmitz means it can never reach the ultimate. It can never become Chometz Dog and Gomer, but it can become Chometz Nukshe means the beginning of the process. There's a different kind of Chometz Nukshe. The normal Chometz Nukshe is it began and it can end also. If you leave it long enough, it'll develop to become Chometz Dog and Gomer. Here it'll begin. It'll never reach the final process, but it's called the beginning of the process. And not only is May Peres capable of initiating the beginning of the Chimutz process, but it's even a Mayer Lahachnis. That's the Gemara Lamed Zayinah Med Aleph. And Lamed Vavah Med Aleph. The Gemara says that you have to be careful not to mix flour with May Peres on Pesach because it'll be a Mayer Lahachnis. What would be Mayer Lahachnis? This Gemara says that nothing will happen. The Rashi says, no, the Gemara never said nothing will happen. The Gemara said that it'll never reach Chometz Dog and Gomer, but the Chimetz process will begin, and that beginning of the Chimetz process may happen in less than 18 minutes. May happen very quickly. And the other Rishonim saying no. Taisa says no. If you mix apple cider with eggs with flour from today till next year, nothing will happen. It's matzah. It won't. It'll never even begin the chimetz process. I think Gemara says it's memala hachmas. No, it means if you have water with flour. So if you have water mixed with flour, it takes so much time. It takes half an hour till it turns 18 minutes. Half an hour till it turns that it begins to be chametz. Well, what if you put in? What if you have it near the heat? Use warm water, so then the Gemara says it'll be Mamayla Hachmas. What if you threw in yeast? It'll be Mamayla Hachmas. And what if you threw in May Peris? So then the Gemara says it'll be Mamayla Hachmas also. There are various things that if you throw them in with the water and the flour, it'll be Mamayla Hachmas. But not that May Peris alone, without any water, Mamayla Hachmas is going to turn. Nothing will happen.
Then it will go the other way. Once you have water in there, it'll
work. Once you have water, it'll, the May parents will hasten the chimas and it'll become chametz dog and gomer because of the water, right? Right. So in this machlek is grada we paskin the ikar adin like Tosis, that if you just have May parents, if you just have May peros without any water at all, it doesn't become, you can let it sit as long as you want, it doesn't become chametz at all.
No, there are. Concentrating
any water for
getting.
Has to be
the original. Alpi Pashtas,
It's very thin.
Then it's water? No, a lot of times when you buy apple juice and orange juice, so they took a concentrate and they added water. So if they added water, then it's water. Then it's not there. That's correct. So Mikra didn't be really Paschkin like Tosis. That May Paris without water is not machmitz at all, even the Tchilas Achimitz process doesn't happen. So Mikaradin, the egg masses are really mutter. But there are more quotes in Shulchan Aruch that Lahatchila, you have to be choishes for Rashi Shita, and there are a lot of Rishonim held like Rashi. So even though we don't pass like them, but Mishim Kloidah Shal Rashi, Vishar Rishonim, the proper thing is to be machmir, not to eat the egg masses on Pesach. Not only do we say that the May Paris can make the flour, Pesach the flour, into Tchilas Achimitz process, but it's even Mayer Lahachmitz. It may hasten the Tchilas Achimitz process to the extent that you won't be able to control it. That's how the Gemara says it's Mayer Lahachmitz. So that's what the Ramah says, the Minig is Lahachmitz. The Minig is Lahachmitz, unless a person is a Chayler and Zokin, so then we're Mekel. Then we rely on the Ikar Adin.
You don't know
if it's
for my house. In other words, when they do make it,
you don't know.
They keep it 5 minutes, 7 minutes.
We don't know. Rabbi used to say years ago, he still prints on his tribes. They print in Hebrew that it's only permissible. So people sign it to him. How do you print it in Hebrew? But Ruba de Ruba don't read Hebrew. So he says, now it's in English. So I remember years ago, he said that he holds an Ikar Adin, it's really mutter for everybody. He holds that the Ramos Kuma doesn't apply because the only thing the Gemara says is that May Peres is the Mamala Hachmitz and you can't control. That means if you leave it, believe his Saskus Klal, if you let it sit like this. So whereas normally you have to let it sit at least a shear mill, and less than a shear mill, less than 18 minutes is nothing. It has to sit for significantly longer than a shear mill, even for the beginning of the Chimitz process to begin. Here, if you mix May Peres with water and you let it sit for 5 minutes, for 3 minutes, maybe that'll be Mamala Hachmitz. But let's say you mix May Paris with flour, and you have hisaskus the whole time. It's always shaking, it's always moving the whole time. Until after you finish baking. So he tined that then he can't even apply the chumra of the ramot to say that it's mamalah. So he personally thought that his egg matzahs may be eaten even by not chayla miskain. He thought mikra din is really good. But people shouldn't scream at him, so he put it in Hebrew. But apparently people kept on screaming long enough, and now they put it in English. Because it's only a chumash Ramah has this. The Ramah has that question. Okay.
What's the chilek if it's Mala Hachmet, if it's not going to go through you, it's only going to be a chumash Nukshi? It's not going to be real chumash.
No, chumash Nukshi is also a chumash. In order to have a chi of kareis for chumash dog and gomor, so that you have to have siddur. You have to have the gemar hachimitz process. But in order to have tchilas hachimitz, chumash Nukshi you can have. So that's also awesome. The Gemara says in Menachos that in addition to the two machlekes in between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir and the Mishnah, when is the beginning of the chimitz process? When is the Gemara of the chimitz process? That's explicit in the Mishnah, those two points of dispute. The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Nun Gimel points out that there's a third machlekes. If you read slowly the Mishnah with the Braisa, there's a third machlekes whether the din of chametz nuksha is a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. Third machlokes, whether this whole institution, that if the beginning of the chimitz process began, that you're not allowed to eat it and so on, is that a din deraisa or is that a din derabbanan? That's relevant to what we started before. So there are three types of chametz that the Mishnah speak of. There's two kinds. One is chametz dog and gomer, that if you eat it on Pesach, you chayv kares. One is tarugas chametz, when you have ice cream, you have candies, the whole thing is macaroni. More than 50% is not flour. If more than 50% is flour, then it's chametz bien. If less than 50% is flour, the rove is something other than flour, then it's called a tarugas chametz. So tarugas chametz is also awesome. Sometimes you'll have chorus on tarugas chametz, and sometimes the Gemara says, on tarugas chametz is no chorus. Then you have a third category of chametz nukshe, where the chimutz, one kind of chametz nukshe is where the chimutz process began, but it didn't finish. And there are two kinds of chametz nukshin here, gufa. One is, but the chametz process began, if you let it sit long enough, the chametz process will complete itself. Just that you hasten to bake it, and you arrested it, you stopped it. Another one is, when you mix in mayperis, let's say, where the whole thing you can have is only the beginning of the chametz process, even if you let it sit as long as you want, it won't be a gemar. Then you have the Shulchan Aruch, they have an additional forms of chametz nukshin. Let's say, the Gemara has a mem hei on the base that chametz is different from all other Isuri Torah. In Kol HaTerakula, if you have chazer, or you have basa b'cholav, or you have nevela, whatever non-kosher food you have, or lof la'akem, whatever trait of food you have, once it reaches the point of nifsal mi'achilas ha'odam, it becomes muta b'achila. Or lof la'akem is a shayla. Let's stick the chazer with the veil, because it's also bahanor. So the dinim are different. Let's say by yisuri achila. Let's say you have nevela, utreifa, and behemetmei, or chazer, that's mutabano. It's only asa bahachila, it's mutabano. So the Gemara says, and asecha savoy dizon, daf samachet, that we learn out from the pasuk. Lager asha b'sherechet tetene b'achol ha-mochol ha-nochri. So the Gemara darsh, and nevela ha-ruy lager, kuri nevela. Nevela she'en ruy lager. Ain't a queen available. That if it's not royal achilas sodom, the non-kosher food is nifsal me'achilas sodom, so then it becomes muta. It doesn't have to become nifsal me'achilas hakela. So here by chametz, the Gemara has a special din. Here the Gemara is talking, let's say I had bread, and the bread became nifsal me'achilas sodom before Pesach. If the bread I have, the bread is already in the middle of Pesach, and then it becomes nifsal. So then, once it's also b'hanor, so even by orlof, I can't remember what it's once it's also b'hanor, it's going to remain also b'hanor. Le'olam void. But let's say you have basar b'cholov. Let's say you had basar, I left it out of the refrigerator, and it got spoiled. You leave it out, it gets spoiled. And if it's spoiled that a person would not eat the meat, it's awful. But a behemoth would eat it. Then I'll cook the flesh with milk. I'll make it into basa b'cholov after the flesh was already nifs nachila. Or I have milk, and I left the milk out of the refrigerator so long that it got awful. A person would not drink the milk, it tastes terrible, and behemoth would drink the milk. So the milk was nifs nachila sodom, and I cook regular flesh with this milk. So the din would be that doesn't become basa b'cholov. If you started off by using food that's
not cholov in the legal terms anymore.
Not cholov, right. Once it's this machil asadim, it's not called daichalov. It's not edible to you. It's not eaten by people. Even though it is nechol by behemis, that's not called maichol adam, and it doesn't become basim b'cholov. So the same thing should be lechara by chometz. If I have chometz, if I have the chometz on Pesach, and then it gets spoiled, then even nifs machilas hakelov doesn't help. Because once it's ready, asa b'hanor remains. Yeah. Even if you burn it, the Mishnah discusses the yeshes are asa. The yeshes as zichah nifsim achilas behema, and still afron asa. The Mishnah is in the end of tamura on Pesach. But what if I had chametz that spoiled before Pesach? I had bread that got moldy, it got spoiled, so a person would not eat it. It tastes terrible, and behema would eat it and would enjoy it. So the din should be that if it's nifsal me achilas sodom before the yisah hanor is chal. I should say that it doesn't become an Issa Chometz. It should prevent it from becoming Asa Bachila Basa Bana. So the Gemara says no, the Chometz is the one exception to the rule, that by Chometz, in order to prevent it from becoming Asa Bachila Bana, the Pesach has to become Nifsa Ma'achila Sadehemet. Nifsa Ma'achila Sakelet. That's what the Rani asks, the Rana and the Rif asks. On them Hamad Beis. That's what the Rani asked on the Rif. How did the Gemara know that it should be different here? About 10-15 lines from the bottom of the Daf. The Gemara called Tana Rabbanan. Hapashi Ipshot has a star next to it. Tana Rabbanan. Hapashi Ipshot. You have a loaf of bread that got spoiled. It got moldy. The Nifsal Amilechol Adam. This is before Pesach. Became Nifsal Miachilah Sodom. The Hakelev Yochol Yochol. And the Behemoth can still eat it. So it says that it's still also b'achila on Pesach. But if it became nifsal me'achila sakela before Pesach, then it's mutter. So the Rani asked the Kasha, how did the Tanoim know that it should be different? How do you know? That's on Mem Hei on the base, around 10 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, they quote a brisa, hafas. Hafas yipshur. So it's a special din only by Chometz. The Rani explains, there's a machlekes here, the Rani and the Raivin, the Chazanish says, we talk like the Rani. The Rani explains that's based on the pasuk of Sa'or, because the Gemara in Beitza, on the beginning of Beitza, quotes at Tosefta, that Sa'or is not Roy Lachilas Ha'adam, yeast years ago. What is yeast? So that when they would mix flour and water, and they would save over, so they make dough, and that takes a long time. So if you have sourdough, if you leave it over a week or a month, it's going to be full of so many bacteria, it's going to taste awful. So that's not Roy L'Achilos Adam. And still the Pasuk says that it's also B'Achilos. So that's, the Ran says that Pasuk is the mocker of this din, that Chometz is different from Kol HaTorah Kulo, because that's a din of Sa'or. That even though the Sa'or is Nifsam B'Achilos Adam, still it retains in it. It'll become also when Pesach comes, it'll become also B'Achilos Banua. But if it'll taka become Nifsam B'Achilos HaKelev, then it'll be Mutter. That's what the Bryce is saying over here. So the Shulchan Aruch has, the Achranim Shulchan Aruch have the following case. What if I mix flour with water, and it turns into chametz dagen gomer? I let it sit long enough till it becomes chametz. But I mix the flour with the water with other additional ingredients in such a way that it was never roi l'achilo sa'odim to begin with. From day number one, the flour started off. I bought flour in the store. It was roi l'achilo sa'odim. But it was, let's say, kosher l'pesach bigger flour. And from the time, and when I mixed in the water, and it sat for an hour, and the chemical process, the chemical change that we call chimutz occurred, from the first second of the chimutz, it was already not roi l'achilo sa'odim. No, that, you're right. No one eats flour. No one eats flour either. But flour is not called nifsal me'achilos sa'odim because you've got to mix it. You're going to put
it. It's not nifsal.
No one eats dough, but that's not nifsal, right? Nifsal me'achilos sa'odim means that it's moldy. There's some kind of a reason why you're not going to eat it. Let's say, for example, you have a bottle of vinegar. Chometz dikah vinegar. Come to who would sit and drink a bottle of vinegar? But vinegar, no, it's not intended to sit and drink it. It's intended to pour a little vinegar into your fish or whatever they mix in the vinegar. I don't know. Whatever they put in the ingredients of vinegar. So that's called Roy L'Achilos Adam. It's Roy L'Achilos, the way you have it. Let's say you have Chometz Dikah ketchup. It has vinegar in it. Ketchup is Roy L'Achilos Adam. Who's going to sit and drink a bottle of ketchup? The answer is, you can eat the bottle of ketchup by dipping in.
Right.
So the normal thing is, you have to bake it. So, let's say I have raw chaza. I have raw nevela. I go to the A&P and I buy non-kosher meat. They say it's not Roy L'Achilos Adam. Who eats raw meat? The answer is no. That's the normal way. You take meat and you cook it. So that's not called nifsal me'achilos adam. It's not yet prepared. It's b'chus ha'tikun. That's not called nifsal. If it's nifsal me'achilos adam, it got moldy, it got spoiled, then it becomes mutar b'achilos. So on the Shulchan Aruch, let me just finish this. Shulchan Aruch has another kind of chometz nukshe. Another kind of chometz nukshe. One kind of chometz nukshe is where the chimitz process began and it didn't end. Another kind of chometz nukshe, the chimitz process began and it's never going to end. Like by Mayper, it's never going to end. Another kind of chometz nukshe is different. If I mix flour with water, and the chimutz process occurred, but from the very beginning of the chimutz process, it was never roi l'achilos adam. If it was originally roi l'achilos adam, and it became chometz, and then it became nifsal, so if it became nifsal before Pesach, nifsal achilos kelev, then it's mutar nifsal achilos adam is not enough. But what if from the very beginning of the hishavos achimutz, from the first moment that it became chometz, it was never roi l'achilos adam? Medications, these kind of things, the pills, those kind of things. So then the worst it can be is chometz nukshe. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And further, maybe even if it is roi l'achilos adam, but it's not oimed l'achilos adam. So the only gun holds that it'll also be chometz nukshe. Whatever they do. And then you have another category of chometz nukshe al yedei taruvus. So you have really, how many categories? You have five? You have chometz dagen gomer, you have taruvus chometz, then you have chometz nukshe. Then you have chometz nukshe al yedei taruvus. Four categories. Chometz dagen gomer and chometz al yedei taruvus. And different kinds of chometz nukshe. Right? Then you have chometz nukshe, different kinds, and you have chometz nukshe al yedei taruvus. This is what the Mishnah says, that on Pesach you have to get rid of everything. That's the first Mishnah and the third Perek. And that men base them out. Elo oivim bePesach, the following things have to be disposed of before Pesach. You have to move them out of the house. And it lists off chometz dagen gomer and taruvus chometz and chometz nukshe and nukshe al yedei taruvus. Everything you have to get rid of. The shaila is though, what do you mean elu oivrim? So here there's a dispute between Rashi and Tosfos, the famous machlokes. Rashi learns the elu oivrim aleihem bal yirod bal yimatzeh. Oivrim is like a Yiddishism. Yoiver bal yirod. Yeah. Oivrim balav. Oivrim balav. Mishnei kibros. Oivrim balav. The Rashi, according to Rashi, the Mishnah reads, the Mishnah means, Ve'elu oivrim aleihem balav, the Bal Yeroi, the test. Tosis holds that that's not correct, that's not translated properly. They should say, Ve'elu oivrim balav. It doesn't say this. Ve'elu oivrim just means these foods have to be removed from the table. Ve'elu oivrim just means that there's no Bal Yeroi by Motzeh. But it says, Pirush HaKunshus, La Balayim Bal Yeroi by Motzeh. Ve'en Anir, the Rabbein Atam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not correct. Because we come, we learn that from a riboy that there's a din of taruvus chomus. Let's say if you hold that chomus nukshe is deraisa, the machlekes hatanoim and daf memchesim beis, according to the Tanu holds that chomus nukshe is deraisa, so we come, had a yalfus of the chomus nukshe is an iser achila. So all of a sudden that's a shana by your by motzei. Chomus nukshe maspik that you mecharish that it's also achila. Taruvus chomus, we needed a yalfus. It's not so glass. The Gemara has a whole daf Gemara to prove the Chometz Ha'idei Taruvus is Osir. So, after you kvetchate that it's Osir, so it must speak that you say that it's Osir b'achila b'ano. How do you go so far to say that it should be Bal Yeroi by Motzeh? Mechates Bal Yeroi by Motzeh, you can't jump so far. Nir Rabbein Tam, that it doesn't mean like Rashi. De'ei loivim peirushoi, ho'oichlim v'oivim ha'inem v'yal ha'shulchan, v'la b'nei mechoninu. Aber Bal Yeroi leker, there's no Bal Yeroi. There's no Bal Yeroi there, I said. With the Rabbanon, there is Bal Yeroi. That's how Tosis has on the first daf. On Beis Amar Aleph, in the first Tosis, they quote from the Gemara again, this Rabbeinu Tam. They say, even though the Rabbeinu Tam holds that on Chometz Nukshe and on Taruvus Chometz, there's no Bal Yeroi, that there's no Bal Yeroi deraisa. But with the Rabbanon, there is a Bal Yeroi. It's important to know whether you have a Bal Yeroi deraisa, Bal Yeroi derabbanon. If you're Orthodox, so you observe all the din of the Rabbanon anyway, so what's the difference? You know, you're talking about conservatives. Reform doesn't hold din in their eyes, but at least conservative keep sometimes din in their eyes, din of Rabbanah. What's the difference? No, it's a big enough kemina. The din is that Chonish over all about Pesach is that Knas mit der Rabbanon that they only instituted when you were in violation of Bal Yeroi der Eis. If you're only in violation of Bal Yeroi mit der Rabbanon, then in Shulchan Aruch we pass them that with very few rare exceptions, there are a few exceptions to the rule. Every rule has exceptions to the rule. But the rule is, that there's no knas of chomitcha over all of HaPesach if you only violated Bal Yeroi Rabbanan. So this is the issue over here. So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that there's no Bal Yeroi deraisa neither on chomitz nukshe nor on taruvus chomitz. Only on chomitz dog and goma b'yen. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's shita. So that's one nafkamina. Other Rishonim on this daf, the Maram Chalavik quotes other Rishonim on them, Beis Amar Aleph, who hold halfway like the Rabbeinu Tam and halfway like Rashi. They say, on Chometz Nukshe, they can understand what the Rabbeinu Tam said. Chometz Nukshe is a new animal. It's a new Psahadari Bifnei Atzma. You had a Tchilas Achimutz process and it didn't complete itself. Or you had the Mitchilas Chimutza, it was not Roy Lachilas Odom, or the Gros says it wasn't Oymed Lachilas Odom. Everything comes in a different kind of it's a different breed of Chometz. So there it's Nitan Lahiyama, what the Rabbeinu Tam said, that the Chidush HaTorah, or the Chiddush the Rabbanon, whether the Chometz Nukshe is the Raisa the Rabbanon, however you want to say, whichever Tana you'll adopt. The Chiddush Hadin, the Chometz Nukshe is Osir, was only Nemar, and again it's Achila. It's not that the Halacha was Mechadesh, whether Menatarim the Rabbanon, it's not that the Halacha said the Chometz Nukshe equals Chometz. No! Chometz Nukshe is Osir Bachila. So who says that it's Osir? The Bal Yeroi Motzeh, that's the second step. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam says. But the Maram Chal B'Tainis, to say on Taruvus Chometz, that it's only Osir B'Achila, that it's not Bal Yeroi Motzeh, it doesn't make any sense. Taruvus Chometz means that you started off with Chometz Dog and Goma. Chometz, you had vinegar, Chometz Dog and Goma vinegar. Then you mixed it in, you made ketchup. So more than 50% of the ketchup is not vinegar. Then you took the ketchup and you poured it into flesh. And you still taste the flavor, let's say, of the ketchup, the flavor of the vinegar, maybe. Okay. So you say that the chometz is not batel. But that's only, it's taruvus chometz. So the Maram Chal V'Tayin is against the Rabbeinu Tam. Since you started off with chometz dog and gomur, and then it fell into a taruvus, and the pasuk tells you that it's not batel, so it's not batel, so you go back to where you started. Mm-hmm. You're back to, so it's vinegar, so it's chometz dog and gomur, shalai his batel.
Bottle
of shishim, yeah. If you have shishim, it'll be bottle. We pass them that a taruv is chametz that occurs on Pesach is b'mashu. Taruv is occurs before Pesach, so then it's bottle of shishim. And then when it comes Pesach, so the mechaber passes for the shvardim that it's goyzev aniyah. That when it comes Pesach, that's again mashu. And the Ramah paskens for the Ashkenazim that if it's lach belach, once it was nizbat on the Erev Pesach, it remains bottle. That it's not kosher in it. Okay, that's all like the Ramah. That's all. The Ramah says whenever you have a lach belach, so whenever chometz was nizbat b'shishim before Pesach, so even though Pesach comes and lachara chometz is b'mashu, that's not a problem. Chometz is only b'mashu if the taruvus occurs on Pesach. But if taruvus occurred before Pesach and it was ready nizbat, so it remains in a state of
bitul.
Achrus of Pesach, the pashtus is there still is a din of mashu. Alpi pashtus, there is a din of mashu.
So
the mashu is only with the rabbonim. Yeah, the mashu is only with the rabbonim.
So the only shinui is that on Pesach there is no bitul.
Right.
There's no big battle. The command, the battle, all the laws are the only thing where we take over it on Pesach. We don't have Bittul.
Right, but let's say the Teruvus occurred before Pesach. Let's say the Teruvus occurred before Pesach and you didn't have Shishim. So then, even, so it's not Bittul. So when it comes Pesach, if it's not Bittul, so you're left with the Teruvus Chomet. So if it's not Bittul, so why shouldn't it be by your Rabbi Matzah? That's the time of the Maram Chalv against the Rabbi Natan. He doesn't time it. He says as if the Rabbi Natan didn't say it. He quotes Rabbi Natan disagrees with Rashi and Elo Ivrim. He says Elo Ivrim al Ashulchan. He says Rabbi Natan only said it on Chometz Nukshe. It doesn't make sense. Rabbi Natan should say it on Taruvus Chometz. That there won't be a Bal Yerod Deraisa. That doesn't make any sense. But we have our version of the Rabbi Natan, and many Rishonim quote the Rabbi Natan the way we have in our thesis. That not only on Chometz Nukshe is there no Bal Yerod by Matzah Deraisa. Even on Taruvus Chometz also, there's no Bal Yerod by Matzah Deraisa. It'll only be Bal Yerod Rabbon. What's Taka the Biur? What's the issue? What are they fighting about? L'chor the Maram Chalav is right. If you have Chometz that became Nisarev, you have a Rav of non-Chometz, more than 50% is not grain. And the Chometz component part of this food is less than 50%, and it got mixed up before Pesach, but it's not Bottle. You didn't have Shishim, so it's not Bottle. How come the Rabbi Natan, as quoted by Taisus, says that there will be no Bayirah Deraisa? And the Maram Chalva quotes Rabbi Natan saying that there will be Bayirah Deraisa. What's the issue?
Mm-hmm.
What's actually the issue?
Isn't Shlodi Dinu the Mashal Mubin the Rabbanon itself?
Yeah. No, but we're talking that it's not the Mashal, that there's no Shishim. Let's say it's nice and tam. Let's say the Chometz is nice and tam in the non-Chometz. You have ketchup, so the vinegar component part is nice and tam in the ketchup. If they wouldn't put in vinegar, it would have a different flavor. So that's called Nesinas Tam. So why should the Rabbi Natan say that there's no Bal Yerod Deraisa on vinegar? Why is it only Bal Yerod Midrabbanan? L'chor the Maram Chalav is right. So Mistama, what they're fighting about is the following, Mistama. The Rishonim all have a klal that the only time you say Tam Ki Iker, that if an Easter gets mixed in to a Heter, and you have Rav Heter and Miut Easter, and it's Ein Anikar, it's all Beblil, it's all blended in together, but the Easter is nice and tam, so then you say tam, ki Iker, since you can taste the flavor of the Easter, it's considered as if you're eating trefus, you're eating the chaza. That's only in the area of Macholas Asuras. In other areas of Halacha, the holding of tam, ki Iker doesn't apply. There's even a machlokes harishonim in the end of Avodah Zarah. The Rosh and the Ran quote a machlokes harishonim. What would you say if you have macholos asuras that are also asa b'hanoah? And the Easter macholos asuras fell into heter, and you have a rave heter and a miut Easter, and the Easter is nice and tam. They say tam kikar, it's also b'achidah. Would you say also that it's also b'hanoah? Would you say no? But again, it's Easter b'hanoah. How can you say tam kikar? You're not eating it. The only time you can apply tam ki Iker is if you're benegir to Yisr Achil. If you're eating it, then chicha echol yitam. If you're eating it, you taste the Yisr. If you taste the Yisr, then you say tam is ki Iker, since you can taste it. You have a potential of eating, but a potential is not enough. No, that's what the Rishonim have a klal. The fact that if I would eat it, it would have a tam Yisr, but I'm not eating it now. I'm discussing a different Yisr. I'm discussing Yisr Hanor. I'm discussing at this Kabbalah Tuma or something. So then in other areas of Halacha, you don't say Tam Ki Iker. So here, L'chorah, this is exactly the Machlokes HaRishonim by Bal Yerod by Matzah. If you have ketchup that has an amount of Chometz Dikeh vinegar mixed in. So what are you going to say? Tam Ki Iker, and that leads you to say what? That you're not permitted to eat the ketchup on Pesach, because you're going to eat the ketchup, you're going to discern the flavor of the vinegar. If it wouldn't have vinegar, it would have had a different taste. It doesn't mean that you're going to taste the flavor of vinegar, but the vinegar contributed to the present taste that it has. It's also called tam ki Iker. That's a Beferish of people clear about that. That's a Beferish of Bal Hamor in Taka in the third parrot in Sochin. Bal Hamor says that you shouldn't think that you only say Tam Ki Iker. If I can taste the flavor of vinegar in the ketchup, it tastes like vinegar. But what happens if it doesn't taste like vinegar, but if I wouldn't have had that ingredient, it would have had a different taste. It changed the taste. So the Bal Hamor says that's also Tam Ki Iker. He claims one is Tam Ki Iker Deraita, one is Tam Ki Iker Derabbanan. That the Bal Hamor has a Chiddush. And other Hashem say it's not true. That they're both Tam Ki Iker Deraita. As long as it contributes to change the flavor, that's also called Tam Ki Iker. So the question is like this. To use ketchup on Pesach to eat it, when you're going to eat the ketchup, there's going to be an Asinus Tam of the vinegar. So that's Tam Ki Iker. But if I'm not going to, I don't plan to eat the ketchup on Pesach, I just want to know, can I keep it in the cabinet? Or do I have to get rid of it? Do I have to sell it to the goy? So how can you say Tam Ki Iker and Balyuva by Mitzvah? If I'm not eating it, so I don't taste the Yisr. Whenever you don't taste the Yisr, so you can't say Tam Ki Iker. Let's say you have more than Shishin. So you don't say Tam Ki Iker, why not? Because you don't taste the Yisr. So here, even though you don't have more than Shishin, but you're not eating it. You're just leaving it in the house. So Benegiah to Balyuva by Mitzvah, how can you apply the rule of Tam Ki Iker? The Rishonim have a klal. You only apply Tam Ki Iker when you're talking about Yisr Achila. We mentioned the Rishonim have a machlok. What about the Hano? What about the Yisr Hano of Macholos Asuras? So some Rishonim say no. The Ravid and the Ramban hold no. That you cannot say Tam Ki Iker Benegiah to Yisr Hano, because if you're rubbing it into your skin or you're taking a bath in it or you're using it as shampoo or something else, you're not tasting it. So there's no Nesinas Tam. So how can you say Tam Ki Iker Benegiah to Hano? And the Ran and the Rosh disagree. They say no. Since the Yisr Hano is an extension of the Yisr Achille, the Torah says, "Kol Makom Shneimal Yochel Osochel Osochel." Echad Yisr Achille veEchad Yisr Hano b'Mashma. That's the Gemara Chof Aleph from the base. On Rabba Bo, and the Raman Pasuk is like Rabba Bo. Then whenever the Torah, unless you have a Pasuk otherwise, whenever the Torah says that something is also b'Achille, it's understood that it's also also b'Hano. The Yisr Hano is an extension of the Yisr Achille. So since there is an Yisr Achila, because if you'll eat it, there will be Nesinas Tam. So if you were to eat it, they would give a Nesinas Tam. So then you say Tam Ki Iker. So once you have an Yisr Achila, mainly you have to add on an Yisr Hano. The Yisr Hano is a function of the Yisr Achila. Even though the Benegeta Hano, there's no team, you don't taste the flavor. It doesn't matter. Since if you were to eat it, there would be an Yisr Achila, because it would be nice and Tam. So Be'echreach, you have to say that there's an Yisr Hano, because the Yisr Hano is a function of the Yisr Achila. So here, this is L'chor the Machloikas HaRishonim, what's the story B'negeit of Bal Yeroah? The Rabbeinu Thomas quoted in Artais's whole, Bal Yeroah is a different Yisr. Bal Yeroah is not a function of Yisr Achila. What, you're not allowed to have chametz in the house because he may eat it? No, you're not allowed to have chametz in the house, period. What, it's a gzera deraisa, he may eat it? That's the Shaila. The Ran writes on the first daf he saw. Yes. The Ran on daf Aleph. On the Rif writes, the Torah prohibits. It says in the Chumash. How does it say? Shivas Yom Sorlo Yimatsi Bevatechem Ki Kol Oichol Machmetzis in Ichrusso. So the Ran learns Pshat, that's the Nesinas Tam. The Chumash says that you're not permitted to have chametz in your possession. Ki Kol Oichol Chametz in Ichrusso, because you may come to eat it. He says, this is a Siob Deraisa. This is a Gzera Deraisa. You're not allowed to have Bal Yeroa, because it may lead up to eat it. So that's apparently what the Maram Chalva understood the Rabbeinu Tam's having said. So the Rabbeinu Tam only said the Chometz Nukshe was only Neschadish Lagabi Yisr Achille, and not Neschadish Lagabi Yisr Bal Yeroah by Yimotzeh. But when they get to Taruvah's Chometz, of the name. Once the Torah says that the Chometz is not Mizbatel, see, back where you started again. If the Chometz is not Batel, so you're left with Chometz. Of course, it's like Chometz B'yam, so of course it's going to have Bal Yeroah. And the way we have the taste, the way we have the Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like he holds not so. The Bal Yeroah by Mitzvah is not a function of Yisr Achila. It's not that whenever there's an Yisr Achila, you have to slap on an Yisr Bal Yeroah. No. You have to be done. Is there an Yisr Achila? So you say, well, Tam Ki Iker. Since if you'll eat it, you'll be Nesinas Tam. So you're not allowed to eat it because you're going to taste the flavor of the chametz. Are you allowed to keep it in your possession? If you're not eating it, so there's no Tam Ki Iker. So you have roiv non-chametz. So the chametz is bitul b'roiv. When you get to Bal Yeroah, I say bitul b'roiv because there's no Tam Ki Iker. Anything other than Achille, you don't say Tam Ki Iker.
What about the intravenous? That person would take the intravenous.
No, no, this is Taka Shaila. No, a lot of times the intravenous contains chametz, dog, and gomer.
But you're not eating it.
But it's also Bahano. If the person has a suffix sakona, he's permitted to eat. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes you have intravenous, that's mamish chametz, dog, and gomer. But you have no brayer, it's a suffix sakona to the person's life. So if the doctors can replace it with something else, so they have to, because chametz is also b'hanor. If they'd be giving him intravenous, or let's say, putting straight into the stomach, They have a tuba, they put the food straight into the stomach, and they put in basa b'chalav. That's also bahano, that's also us. If they put in basa b'chalav, that's muta bahano. Let's say they have flesh with milk that was not cooked together, it was only mixed together. So then, basa b'chalav de rabbana. Let's say you have chicken with milk, it's only basa b'chalav de rabbana.
Meat is not per basa. But there would be a question, like you said before, treif in the meat,
it depends how treif the treif in the meat is, you're right. If it's kosher animal, but not geschochten, nevela, or treifa, then we pass them that it is basa b'chalav. If it's mamish chazer, then there's no basa b'chalav at all. Chazer is mutabano. If they're putting in, let's say, through the tube, directly into the stomach, if they're putting in macholos asuris, that are also b'achila mutabano, so that's not called achila. Achila has to go down the throat. But if they're putting in something that is also b'ano, like chametz, even though there's no bayirah, it's not my chametz, it belongs to the hospital. They're not makna to me, so there's no violation of bayirah, but still you're not allowed to get hanor from it. So unless there's a suffix sakana, because they can't replace it, and the person's life is the sakana. Taki, he shouldn't use, shouldn't have any tube feeding of chametz. But it's also b'ano.
What about the follow-up, which is chametz and shishim? That's why I say
we don't have shishim against it. Right, right. With nesinas tam, the basa b'chalav is nice and tam in the rest of the food. So it's also b'achil because tam kikar. It should follow. It should. Not necessarily. You see, the rabbeinu tam and the maran chalav. Both agree that there is a din of tam kikar in macholos asur. They just argue whether Ba'yeroe is a function of Yisra Achila or it's an independent Yisra. That sounds like a similar machloik is over there by Yisra Hanoah. So the Ravid and the Ramban hold that the Yisra Hanoah is an Yisra Hanoah. You can't say it's a separate Yisra. And the Ran and the Rosh hold no, the Yisra Hanoah is a function of the Yisra Achila. It's similar to these two versions of Rabbeinu Tam, but it doesn't necessarily follow that if you hold like this Rabbeinu Tam, you'll hold over there that it's Mutav Hanoah. It could be by Yisri Hanoah. It's a function of Achila, and by Bayirah it's not a function of Achila. We happen to paskin here against the Rabbeinu Tam. We happen to paskin like the Maram Chalva, that says Bayirah there I sent Harul the Chamish. And it'll be Chamish Harul Atef. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think we paskin also. The Tur quotes the Machloik as the Ravid, Badoni Yavi Harosh, disagree with the Ravid. And I think in Yerideya and in Hilchas Pesach, both. Hilchas Pesach, the Tur quotes, and in Yerideya. I think we passed against the Ravid and Rabban. We passed that the Yisra Hanoah is a function of the Yisra Achila, just like over here, the Bar Yuah is a function of Yisra Achila. So since, once you say Tam Ki Iker, then you get to the Yisra Achila, so it schleps along, the Yisra Hanoah schleps along the Bar Yuah also. So in the Mishnah, in the first parak, in the first Mishnah in Beitza, there's a Machlekes B'Shama B'Silal about Bar Yuah, Bar Yematza, Bar Chometz and Seor. So B'Shamai give a difference, that Chometz and Seor have a different shear. One is Kizayis and one is a Pesach. Different Shia, Kibetzah. And the Gemara says the whole Machlokes, and Basilo say that everything is Kizayis. So the Gemara says the whole Machlokes, the Shama Basilo, is only with respect to Bal Yerah, Bal Yematzah, and again to Achille. Everybody agree, Kizayis, and Achille plus Kizayis, the Shiva is Kizayis. So Beshamai clearly distinguish between Bal Yerah and Achille. They say Achille is always with Kizayis, and you don't violate Bal Yerah on Chometz unless you have more than a kazayis, you have to have a kibetz. So the Shammai clearly hold that Ba'yirah is not a function of Achila. They hold the Ferish against that Ran. The Ran said that Ba'yirah is a siyag of Achila, and whenever anything is also Ba'achila, I'm Pesach mitam chometz, so the Torah slaps on an Yisra Ba'yirah, it's an extension of the Yisra Achila. So the Shammai hold the Ferish now to the Shaila is Beisilo, but we don't pass my Beisilo, the Shammai is Beisilo. Beisilo said that everything is the kazayis, Zev is every kazayis. So is that because Beisilo truly hold the way the Ran didn't say that that's Shammai Beisilo. Ran just made a statement that Ba'yirah is a siyog deraisa auto achila. So one way to learn that Gemara is that that's exactly what Basil said. And other Rishonim saying, no, the Gemara didn't say that. Just Basil said the Shia is Kazayis. It happens coincidentally to be the same Shia Kazayis for Ba'yirah, the same Shia is for achila. It's not that Ba'yirah is a function of achila. It's not Toli Zebizet. So that's a machlekes. So Rishonim had to read the Gemara in Beitzah. The Shammai Beferish don't hold like this, that Ba'yirah is a function of achila. The Plukta, the Machlekes, and the Rishonim, here the two versions of the Rabbeinu Tam is, what the Beisilo hold? Because we pass like Beisilo, what the Beisilo hold? Yeah, so that's against the Ram.
Right.
The Nari Behuda says that. What you said, the Nari Behuda on the side of the Magen Avraham, and the Dogma Mavava points that out. That we have a klal lechotzi shir osam in atayro, and the pasuk that we learn it out from is kol chaylev. We want the end of Yuma, kol chaylev. So the Chacham Tzvi came up with a chiddush that since the whole makir is a pasuk by macholas asuris, a hasvara nasenes, the lechotzi shir osam in atayro only applies by macholas asuris. It doesn't apply in other areas of halach. That's what the Chacham Tzvi times. So the dogma of Ovar writes, Nari Behuda writes on the side of the Arachayim, and what will be regarding Bal Yerob Bal Yimotze? Will you say Chatzi Shir Osman Al Torah or not? So he says that if you hold, he quotes Rishonim who discuss it. So then he points out what's the issue. So he says exactly what you said. If Bal Yerob Bal Yimotze is a function of Achille, so if you say Chatzi Shir Osman Al Torah on the Achille, so the Mela, the Bal Yerob comes along, is carried along also. But if you say it's a separate Isser, so if you follow the Chacham Tzvi, who holds the Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah, who's only formulated by the Torah regarding Macholos HaSurus, then you wouldn't say Chatzi Shir Osman HaTorah, but Bal Yerob. Exactly.
When we see that from if by Chumas, by Bitter, we go to maximum Chumrah. So the same thing we could say, we go by time over the maximum Chumrah. We don't have to go to extrapolate. When you say on Bitter, normally on Bitter, it was Batterly before Pesach. But Pesach is we take off the Bitter. We don't permit Bitter. Why?
Right.
Because it's all a Chumrah on Chumas.
Yeah.
The same thing we could say on Bosnian, on time. We remove all the coolers on it and we say Bitter and perfect.
You don't say time. Yes, but you have to keep in mind Masha, who is only with the Rabbanon, and here we're talking Tarubis Chomet that's the Raisa. So not that it should be the Raisa, it has to be that it is nice and sound. This is not a Chumer with the Rabbanon, this is a real Din the Raisa. Anachanami?
The way Toysus, the Rabbanon time brings here, perish, Oivim Hainwal, the Lav, the Nei Mechel Nina. Bastos as a chumis noch dabei nach if the bain time would hold but taruf is has a different din then he should say that but taruf is not benay lav benay mechul
the stress no he says that some of them are not benay mechul
don't say some it says
zayman shal tavoyim
the lav
koilon shal tavoyim some of the things are just not food products
yeah
so he says how can you read
Eloi's been goes
means they're forbidden to eat. You're not allowed to eat them. Labnei mechel doesn't mean that they're not edible. It means it's forbidden to eat them. That's all the Mishnah meant to say. It's forbidden to eat them. But the Mishnah didn't really mean to say that it's oive b'bal yirah. Rabbeinu Tam holds that there's no bal yirah there rice unless it's chametz dogen gomer. Okay.
As you said before, it passes the challah, it gives him achilas
adam,
so it's, you're allowed to eat it.
Isn't if the basa b'challah is nifsal me'achilas adam before it became, before it was cooked together, let's say the milk became nifsal adam, flesh became nifsal, and then I cooked it together, so then it will prevent it from becoming basa b'challah to begin with. After it turned into basa b'challah, then even if you burn it, afran asa, even the ashes are asa, after it became. But if it became, one of the two became nifsa me'achilas adam before you cooked it together, so the whole Issah never gets off the ground. Never becomes basa b'challah to begin with. And chametz is the one exception to the rule, that even if it was nifsal me'achilas adam before Pesach, still the Issah will be chal on it when it comes to Pesach, unless it was nifsal me'achilas akel. And that's based on the pasuk of Se'or, the Ran says. That's because the Gemara says in Beitzah that Se'or is always not b'ray l'achilas adam. So Bechrech, the Torah is telling you that here by Chometz, it depends on Roi Lachilas HaKelav, not Roi Lachilas Ol. And again, to this Isur of Bal Yeroi, Bal Yimotzev, there's a big issue, but again, for those people who have stocks in corporations, let's say in a Schnapps corporation or whatever, what's the story of Bal Yeroi, Bal Yimotzev? The Lech HaTchila Avada, the proper thing is that one should sell all of his stocks. The Shaila is, what about B'diyevit? If a person didn't sell his stocks, so maybe he did violate, maybe he didn't, but the shaila is, would we declare that everything was chomet over all of HaPesach? In order to declare that something is chomet over all of HaPesach, you have to have violated by your Yerod HaRaisa. Is it really a by your Yerod HaRaisa or not? So the Gedolim in Europe discussed this. 100 years ago, they were discussing this issue. So Rab David Kalina has in his Chuvas in Shaila David the following He'ora. This is really questionable whether he's right. He brings it up. On Vav Amud Beis, on the bottom of Davov on the base, the Gemara quotes a famous memory of Rabbi Elazar. A lot of people remember it from Bava Kama Dav Chof Tes. Shnei Devarim Eina B'Shusa Shel Adam. It has five lines from the bottom. There are two things that are not B'Shusa Shel Adam. That's on the bottom of Vavam and Beis, five lines from the bottom. The Aso and Hakosu, Kilo Heim B'Shusa. There are two things that are not really B'Shusa, but the Torah declares it and considers it as if it's B'Shusa, as if it's yours. Ve'Elo Heim, the following two. One is if I dig a ditch in the middle of the street, so the Torah says, I'm Chayiv, Bala Bo Yishalem, Kesev Yashav, or even Bala Bo Yishalem. It's my bor. It doesn't belong to me. Even though it's not my bor, the Torah considers me the Bala Bor. So I have the status of the Bailim, the Bala Bor, because of Asiyas HaMazik. There are two kinds of Bala Mazik. One is, the Bala Mazik is always Chayiv. If you're an Ottoman Bazik, you're Chayiv. If it's Niskin Amono, my property causes damage, my behemoth, if my baby causes damage, I'm not Chayiv. I'm a shamer, so I'm probably not a shamer on my baby. But if my cat causes damage, then I am chayv, because my cat belongs to me. My baby doesn't belong to me. I don't own my children, but I own my dogs and my behemoths. Yeah. So the Chumash tells me that there are two kinds of balamazik. That if it's niske mamona, my property causes damage, either I'm the balamazik because I own the dog or the cat, or the horse or the cow, whatever, or because I made the mazik. Let's say, you have a fire, and I take your torch, and I burn down somebody else's house. So either Yesh doesn't belong to me, so how can you say that I'm Chayiv? So Tosfos says in Bava Kamma, not only will it be Isha Mishum Chitzav, in that case, it'll even be Isha Mishum Amono. Even if you don't believe in Isha Mishum Chitzav, it'll be Isha Mishum Amono. Aye, but it's his torch, it's not mine. Tosfos says, it doesn't matter. I did the Asiyas HaMazik. And the same over here. Tosfos says, there's another Gemara. I take Hamamid Behemoth Chaver or Komet Chaver. I take your behemoth and I take it into his field and I hold the behemoth's neck down and I keep on encouraging the behemoth to eat up the tevuah that's growing from the ground. So the Gemara says, Chayiv, I'm Chayiv Mishum Shem V'Regel. I can be Shem V'Regel, but it's not my behemoth. So it doesn't have to be my behemoth. I did the Asiyas HaMazik. I caused your behemoth to eat his tevuah. The Chatzar HaNizik said that I'm called the Baal HaBehemah for purposes of this hezek. Even though you're the Bailam and Didi Mominus, but I did the Asiyas HaMazik. So where did he get this whole idea from Bor? The Torah says, you dig a ditch in the middle of the street and somebody falls in, state nechum is Bala Bor Yishalom. How is he the Bala Bor? It's Mamish Eina Shaloi. Mamish Eina Shaloi. So the answer is, Asa HaKos of Kilo Bishus, he's called the Bala Bor. So by that, you have to keep in mind Rab Lezer the Amor. It says two things. Shnei Dvorim. I saw in our cousin Gil Mishusa. One of them is Bar Bishusa, is Mamish, not mine. And the Torah considers it for purposes of Chiyuv Tashlume Niske Behemto as if it is mine. Then he has the other din of Chomet Mishay Shol Solomayra. Chomet on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. What's the story Chomet on Erev Pesach in the afternoon? It's Asabano. Chomet on Erev Pesach in the afternoon is Asabano. So if I own Basa B'cholov, if I own Kalai HaKerem, if I own Orla, I own something which is Asabano. So that to shine Eina B'Shusai. How did that happen all of a sudden? The Mishnah says in the end of the second Perek in Kedushin, if you Mekadosh an Isha with Bas B'Chala, with Kalai HaKerem, with Orla, the Kedushin are not Chal. If you Mekadosh with the Suri Hano, it's not Chal. So the Rishonim have three pshat and why it's not Chal on the Mishnah. So one pshat is because the Suri Hano are Eina Shaloi. Period. Yisuri Hanoah Arena Shaloi. Doesn't belong to you. Since the Torah forbid you from getting any Hanoah from it, what do you mean ownership? Ownership means it's yours and you have a right to do whatever you want. But the Torah says your hands are tied, you can't do anything. So the Torah makes it hefker. The Torah says that it doesn't belong to you. Other Rishonim say, where do you get that? No, it doesn't mean that it's Eina Shaloi. It's Eina B'Shusai. That's a new concept. Rabbi Yochanan in Bava Kamma and in Bava Metzia, in different places, Rabbi Yochanan has a clause that to be considered a full Balaam, you have to have Shaloi. What's a Shaloi B'Shusai? Let's say Gozal. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, somebody stole my behemoth. I don't know where it is. I don't know where the Ganav hid out the behemoth. So the behemoth belongs to me, but it's Eina B'Shusai, because the Ganav has it. So the Ganav is certainly not the Bala boss. He can't be Magdash, he can't sell it. It's not his, Eina Shaloi. And even the owner, Zelefish Eina Shaloi, Zelefish Eina B'Shusai, he can't be Magdash, and I can't. Shneim Eina Chalim Hagdash, neither can be Magdash. The Ganav can't be Magdash, it's Eina Shaloi. That's Pashit. But even the Nignav, it's Eina B'Shusai. It's Machlek Tzav Yechanav Eina Shaloi.
And if it does current damage, it's an uninsured driver.
No, the Gemara Bava Kamma talks about that. If it does damages, who's held responsible? The Ganav. The Gemara says, the Ganav is the Ganav has Kinyani Gneva, that's enough to be Mechayiv. That's enough. So damages are a different story. But the Shaila is, who is the Bailim? So the Gemara says the God of the Zichah, not the Bailim, but even the Nignav, who is for sure the true owner, is not a full owner. Because since it's inaccessible to him because the Ganav stole it, so that's called Ein Bishusar. That's the din of Rabbi Yechon. Machlokes HaTanoim and Machlokes HaMoraim. And we pass like Rabbi Yechon that in order to be considered a full Bailim has to be Shaloi or Bishusar. So some Rishonim say, and Achronim, the Tzai says like this, that when the Gemara says in Kiddushin that if you Mekadosh in Isha with the Suri Hanor, the Kiddushin are not Chal, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's Ein Shaloi, that it has no Bailis at all. No, what it means to say is, that it's inaccessible to you. You have no power because the Torah forbids you from using it. So all these Surah Hanor are the same as the behemoth that was stolen. Just like if the Ganav steals my behemoth, it's inaccessible to me. So even if no one stole it, the behemoth is a my rishus, but it's a Shara Niskal. It's a behemoth that's also Bahanor. I have Basa B'cholov that's also Bahanor. So by its very nature of the Surah Hanor, it's inaccessible because I'm not allowed to use it for anything. So that's also called Deina B'shusa. And other Rishonim say that neither are correct. It is Shaloi and it is Bishus. And the reason why the Kedushin are not Chalas and Gansan are not the Maizu, because it's not Shavu Pruto. Because when in the Kaddish and Isha, if you give the woman a little piece of candy that's worth less than a Shavu Pruto, even though it's Shaloi Bishus, and I give it to her Shaloi Bishus, she's Kaina. But if it's not Shavu Pruto, the Kedushin are not Chal. So Suri Hanoa never Shavu Pruto. Because how do you determine how much the shabbiest of any given thing is kamuhu shabbalim kabashuk. So since you're not allowed to sell it, so shabbat is zero. These are the three shittas that the Rishonim have. No, kitas mechashur means a different thing. Whenever you need a solid, kitas mechashur means, let's say this is an esrig that's shalavadizar. So the halacha considered it as if it were chopped up into tiny particles, as if I have a ground up esrig. So a ground up esrig is no good. It's glued together, that's no good. It has to be one unit. But for Shavu Pruto, let's say I give her a sack of flour. The flour is tiny little particles, mamish kitoisin mechtes, but it still has a Shavu Pruto, that's good. That would be good. Kitoisin mechtes just means it's not treated as one unit, treated as if it's all chopped up. So whenever the halacha accepts something that's chopped up, it's good. Whenever the halacha requires that it should be one unit, it's not good. So kitoisin mechtes wouldn't be enough to cancel that condition. You have to have something more than that. So that's the shaila. How do you read this Gemara? When Rav Loza says, there is Shnei Dvar Meni B'shusa Shalad Masan Akal Sukir Hei B'shusa. So he says, one is Var B'shusa Ram. Var B'shusa Ram means his Mama Shaina Shalad. I dig a ditch in the middle of the street. Mama Shaina Shalad. Basa Akal Sukir B'shusa, the Torah considers me the Balabor because of Asiya Samazi. So how do you read the other half of Rav Lazar? Chometz Mishay Shalos on the Maila. Chometz and our Pesach Hepta Chatzoyis is Eina B'shusa Basa Akal Sukir B'shusa. What does it mean? So if you say the Chometz is Eina Shalad, all these Suri Hanu are Eina Shaloi, then it's Mamish a wonderful parallel. Just like the Bar B'shus Rab is Mamish Eina Shaloi, Asa Kasu Kivu Hu Shaloi, I'm the Bala Bar. So Chometz, all these Suri Hanu are Eina Shaloi, literally, Asa Kasu Kivu Hu Shaloi, it's considered as if it's Shaloi. Then the parallel is 100%. So why does he say Shnei Dvar Meinam B'shusai? He's loved after, he really means that it's Eina Shaloi. B'shusai means ownership, because to be a full Bailim, Rab Loza was a Talmud Rab Yechon, Rab Yechon Hashit is, so to be a full Bailim, you have to have Shaloi B'shusa. So when he says Eina B'shusa, it means that you're not a Bailim. It means that it's really Eina Shaloi. That's one pshat. Other Rishonim hold that that's not correct. The Tzoyis, towards the very end of Choshen Mishpat, holds that that's not correct. To say that you have Yisurah HaNoz Eina Shaloi, he holds that that's too wild. He says it means that it's Eina B'shusa. It's Shaloi, but it's inaccessible, like the behemoth that was gigamvit. It's Shaloi Eina B'shusa of the Nignav. So all Yisurah HaNoz that I have in my house are Shaloi Eina B'shusa. So that's what Rav Loza said. In order to violate Bayur Bayimatzeh, you really should have required Shaloi Ubir Shusa, because in Kala Tarakula, to be a real Bailim, you need Shaloi Ubir Shusa. So here, by definition, Chomet should never be able to have a violation of Bayur, because when do you have Bayur Bayimatzeh? When it's Asimano. When it's Asimano, by definition, it's Eina B'shusa. Eina B'shusa is not, you're not a full Bailim. You're not a full Bailim, so there's no Bayur. So self-contradictory. So the Torah says, "Asar kasu kilu b'shusa." The Torah considers you a bailim, even though by definition you can't be a full bailim. If you say like that, so it's not 100% parallel with bar b'shusa ram. Bar b'shusa ram is mamish ein shaloi, and chametz b'pesach would say really is shaloi, but it's just that it's ein b'shusa. Yeah. But there was a third day. You say, whether you learn this way or that way, whether you learn that isuri hanor ein shaloi. Or you say, no, they are Shalai, but it's Eina B'shusai. Rav Loza is going to work out. What if you hold like the third day? that if you mekadesh an isha with the suri hanoz any mekudeshes, it's because it's not shaveh pruta. It is shaloi, it is b'shusai, it's just that it's not shaveh pruta. How in the world are you supposed to read Rav Loza's memory? Shnei dvar meni b'shusai shaloi, and asal kasa gila b'shusai. A whole group of Rishonim, and it's not just Rishonim, the Rishonim says that. And that Mishnah in Kiddushin, that if you mekadesh an isha with the suri hanoz zaini mekudeshes, the Yerushalmi says the third time. Yerushalmi gives a mashal, let's say they sell a big of kosher Pesach potato chips for $2.99 an ounce, let's say. The kosher Pesach in the city is worth $2.99. Let's say on Chalamoid we're flying on an airplane and everybody has something else. And I brought along my big of potato chips $2.99. Then the airplane lands in the middle of the desert, middle of the Sahara Desert. They ran out of fuel. I was sitting there for a couple of days, and no one has any water, no one has any food, and I have a bag of potato chips, and everybody has a lot of money, and I want to sell this bag of potato chips, and it's salty, salty potato chips, and no one has any water in the desert, and we're there already 3 days. So which Meshugan is going to want to pay money? So Yisham says, even though it's worth $2.99, but Basher Husham, it's not worth a shaveh pruta. So if you mekadesh a girl there in the desert, it's no good. Mekadesh anisha, it's not shaveh pruta. Yerushalmi says that's the reason why if you mekadesh with the Yisurei HaNoah Zeini Mekudeshes, because Basher Husham, it's not shaveh pruta. So Yerushalmi holds like that third time, that Yisurei HaNoah are shalom, and they are bishus, you're not allowed to mourn. But people, there are people who do violate the laws of the Torah. There are non-observant Jews who would violate Yisurei Torah, even though it's also HaNoah. They will sell it, and they will get money from it. They will violate the Din HaTer. So to say that it's not Shaloi, not Bishusa, how can you say that the maximum you can say is that it's not Shaveh Pruta? That's as far. So if that's the Pshat in the Mishnah, so how do you read Rabbi Loza? How does Rabbi Loza say the Shnei Dvar Meina Bishusa Shalodam? It's not Shaveh Pruta, say, not Erechem Bal Rabbi Motze. So the Achreinim fill in. The Rishonim don't explain, the Achreinim write. And when do you have this dispute? That Yisuri Hano, like Basa Bechalov, like Orla, like Toyakem, Seya Nazir, all of those Yisuri Hano mentioned in the Mishnah, there are Rishonim in the Yerushalmi who hold that it is Shaloi and it is B'shusai. That's a different kind of Yisuri Hano by Chometz. That Yisuri Hano, it's also B'Hano, but you can leave it around the house. You're not mechuyev to get rid of it right away. You can leave it sitting around the house. What if you have this Yisurei HaNoah like chometz misheish or samayla that you have to dispose of immediately? You have to get rid of it immediately. You're not allowed to leave it sitting around the house. Or if you have Avodah Zarah is not stam that it's also HaNoah. It's don't ibid min oilam. You have to get rid of it immediately. Right away. Not stam. You can take your time and dispose of it tomorrow. You have to burn it. You have to dispose of it immediately. So then Rabbi Lazar is right that it's Togeya and the Bailus. And it's either Eina Shaloi or Eina Meshusi. Either one or the other. So chometz. Chomez Mishesh Osalamailo is like Avodah Zarah in this sense that it's more Chomez than other Yisurei HaNoah, and there's Mokum to say that it's either Eina Shaloi or Eina Meshusai. So we're back again to one of the Tupshot. What's the Nafkamina Halacha Lamaisa between the Tupshot? We said the Mishnah Brura quotes. This is Shaila Halacha Lamaisa. Which Pshat we Taskin like? The Mishnah Brura quotes a big Machlekes Achreinim Dechoy Kiyankiv and Nadiv Yehuda and other Achreinim about the Shaila. There's a man who's not religious and he doesn't sell his Chomez. A Jewish person not observant. He has a house full of chametz. And boom, it happens that he dies in the middle of Pesach. And his children, Yarshin, all of the chametz. Yerusha, you get Bal Korcha, whether you like it or not. All other kinyanim is only Midaita. And Yerusha is even Chal Bal Korcha. You can't say, I don't want. The Chor can say, I don't want the Pishnai. He doesn't get the Pishnai in Bal Korcha. But all other Yerushas, you get Bal Korcha. So the father dies in the middle of Pesach, and the children going to Yarshin all the chametz. So they're Reven Bal Yerub by Matzah. So did they have to go burn the chametz immediately? The minute they hear the father died, they have to go burn the chametz. Or do you say no? Maybe I should say that Isuri Hanor is Li'ayla Metzayna Shalai. That the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achrayim that it depends on the two shitas over here. Big Machlekes and Rishonim. And the Machlekes and Achrayim had a paskin. If you say the Chometz, you say Suri Hanor, therefore it's Ainah Shalai. So the Olam, it's not Shalai of the father either. So why is the father Revan Bal Yerub by Matzah? So he says that's what we call a Kinyan Isur. The Achrayim have an expression, there's a Kinyan Mammon, I own the soup. And then there's a Kinyan Isur. The Torah says that I'm over on Bal Yerub by Matzah. They label, the Torah labels me as the Bal HaChometz for purposes of Bal Yerub by Matzah. That's called a Kinyan Isur. I'm called the Bal HaMenegeh Tisvet. It's not a Kinyan Mammon. When a person dies and the Aloch of Yerusha sets in, so the Gemara in Gittin has a lashon Isur Lamari finish the bread. When a man dies, Kinyan Mammon goes over the Yerusha. Kinyan Isur doesn't go over the Yerusha. If all you have is a Kinyan Isur, so the children don't get a Yerusha. So Chaptan Afkemina. If you say that Isur Hanov, like over here, is Ainah Shaloi, so it didn't really belong to the father, it's just the father had a Kinyan Isur. So when he dies, the children don't yarshin at all. So the religious children do not have to run to burn the chumash. They can take the time. After the Leviathan, they have to have plenty of time. They can wait till after the father was in violation of Bal Yerub by Matzah. The father was in violation of Bal Yerub by Matzah. So it'll be Chametz Shavu L'Ratzeh.
So they don't care.
Unless
it was Isur Drabanan.
Unless it was only the Rabbana, then there's no Bal Yerub, then there's no Bal Yerub Derayta, then it won't be Chametz Shavu L'Pesach, right? But let's say it would be Mamish Macaroni, so the father violated Bal Yerub Derayta, so then it'll be also Bal Noah, after Pesach. But the children don't have to run to burn it. But if you hold, if you learn the other Pshat in Rablozer, the Rablozer never meant to say the Chometz is Mamish Ainah Shaloi. No, Yisuri HaNoah Shaloi. The only thing he meant to say was Ainah Bishusoi. And that's maybe why he used the Lashon Ainah Bishusoi, because covering two cases, Bar Bishusoi Rab is Mamish Ainah Shaloi. So why didn't he say Shnei Dvarim Ainah Shaloi Basana Koski Ainah Shaloi? Because the other one Chometz really is Shaloi. It's just that it's Ainah Bishusoi. He's not a full Bible, so he used the Lashon that's Koilo both. The Lashon Ainah Bishusoi is Koilo both a Bar Bishusoi Rab men and the Chometz Mishay Shosamayim. So if you say that the Pshat is just Ainah Bishusoi, and in order to violate by your Rabbi Matzah, you have to be a full Bible, you have to have Shaloi Ubishusoi. So Yisuri Hano, or at least Yisuri Hano like Chometz are Ainah Bishusoi. So then, I saw a kosher kilo who b'shusai. So then it certainly would go b'yerusha to the children. So the first thing the children, when the children find out the father died, the first thing they have to do is to run to burn the chametz to make sure that they're not they're already in violation of Rabbi Matzah the first couple of minutes. They're anusim. But then, as soon as they have the ability to go run and destroy that chametz, they have to go destroy. They can't sell it. They're going to sell it.
While there's
aninus, yeah, as riches. And aninin is not obligated and is forbidden to fulfill mitzvahs. But he's not permitted to violate aver. He's not permitted to violate aver.
There's no kinyan nisa then, in that case.
Yeah, it wouldn't be no kinyan
nisa.
No, then we say it's more than a kinyan nisa. It's mamish a kinyan mammon, it's shaloi. Just then it's aina b'shusai. So because of the fact that it's aina b'shusai, that should really prevent you from violating Bal Yerub by Matzah. So I saw a cause of kilu b'shusa. The Torah says if you do violate Bal Yerub by Matzah, even though it's ain't a b'shusa, the Torah considers you a full Bailam. So that's how Rab David al Karliner machtach nishvisnik. He doesn't talk about this, that it's a major machlekes in Rishonim. He just says, you see, he quotes the Ramban al Chumash. Ramban al Chumash learns his way, that in order to violate Parshas Boy, and the dinner Bal Yerub by Matzah, Ramban says, in order to violate Bal Yerub by Matzah, you have to have shaloya b'shusa. Like Rabbi Yochanan's din, in order to be able to be magdish the behemoth, in order to be able to sell the behemoth to somebody else, in order that the ganav who steals it from you should have to pay kefil, so you always need both shaloi ubishusai. So the Ramban learns Rabbi Lozer like that. In order to violate by you Rabbi Motzei, you have to have that the chometz is shaloi ubishusai. And now is the problem: is the chena bishusai suri hanor is the ena bishusai shaloi? It is, but it's the problem is the ena bishusai. So I saw a cost of kilu hu bishusai. So Rav David al Karliner writes, that's only Bamed Var Mamurim, if before the morning of Erev Pesach, the Chometz is Shalai B'Shusai. I have cookies. If I want to eat the cookies, there's nobody preventing me. Shalai B'Shusai, I'm the football boss. Comes Erev Pesach, Acha Sheish Shos, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, the Chometz becomes also Bano. So then it becomes Ainah B'Shusai. So really, once it's Ainah B'Shusai, that should prevent me from violating Bal Yerub by Matzah. But the Torah says it's not so. So I saw Kal Tekil B'Shusai. But what if I bought in stocks in a corporation and I have absolutely no say whatsoever? I bought less than 1% of the stocks. I bought 2% of the stocks. What? So I'm going to go. What day do I have? The other people are going to outvote me, whatever I'm going to say. So even though we consider it Shali, but it certainly is Zokta Eina Bishusa. Bishusa means that you have accessibility. If you have absolutely no control, you have such an insignificant percentage of stocks, it's Eina Bishusa. So he wants to say, this kind of Eina Bishusa, the Torah is not going to say, Asal Kal Sekilu Bishusa. The Torah only is, Rav Loza says, the Torah is Asar Kosa Kilo Bishusa. If before the Yisra Hanoah came in, it was Shaliu Bishusi. When the Yisra Hanoah sets in, then it's Eina Bishusa. So the Torah is Mechadish Asar Kosa. But if to begin with, all year long, it's Eina Bishusa. So it's Eina Bishusa. So there's no Bali Rabbi Matzah. That's what he wants to say, Benegir to Bidiyevit. That there wouldn't be a din of Chomet Sha'over, possibly there wouldn't be a din of Chomet Sha'over, all of our Pesach. Because maybe he wasn't really over, right? If you have stocks in a, if Eden have stocks in a corporation, and the shares that they have are an each one of the Eden on his own, each one. Even if you have 100 Eden, each one has 1%. So altogether, it's 100% owned by Eden. But each one has only 1%. Each one hatnish kendeya. So each one is Eina Bishusa. Each one's up there. Shaloi Eina Bishusa. So nobody's over and Bayura Baimot. So he says this. You should sell your stocks in the Chometz Nikkur corporations. But to say B'deyevet that it should be Chometz Shavala Pesach, that was his Einfach. That's what he wanted to say.
We protect ourselves from getting Chometz on Pesach against our will. Like somebody sends you a free box of Cheerios.
Anything on the internet. You can't sell it.
Yeah, the only thing that you kind of Bal Koch is Yerusha.
Oh, okay.
But all other things, if you don't want to be kind of, the din is Chater Shaladin Konalo Shalami Daita. So that's a mailman put it in my mailbox. But Chatzar is not kind of Bal Korchai. The Gemara says Chatzar is not kind of something that I'm not permitted to be kind of. The Chatzar is not kind of for me. The Gemara says in the end of Chulin, by Shiloh HaKan, in the last part of Chulin, the Gemara says it's forbidden for a person to be kind of the Eim Ravetzis Ala Beitzim, Ala Afrechim. It's forbidden to be kind of the Beitzim, Kozman that the Eim Ravetzis Alein, because you have to do Shiloh HaKan. So therefore, the Gemara says, since you're forbidden to be kind of, even if the Beitzim are sitting in your Rechotzer, in your Rishus, so the Gemara says the Chatzah will not be kind. Whenever you are permitted to be kind of something, the Chatzah will be kind of Shalom Yidat. Whenever you are forbidden, the Chatzah will not be kind. The Chatzah is not kind of Bal Korchai. Tosis writes in Chesed Sabbatim. Chatzah is kind of Shalom Yidat, but it's not kind of Bal Korchai. So the person says, I don't want to be kind of the Chometz. I don't want to violate by you or by Mitzvah. So you're not kind of Bal Korchai. The only thing is, if you have the box of Wheaties, they threw a box of Wheaties in my mailbox, a gift or something. So then, you're not over on Bayura by Matzah, but the Gemara still says in the first Perek that you have to be koif all of a sakli, you have to put a cover on it to make sure that you don't forget and eat it. If it's shalhegdish, then the Gemara says, b'deli inshi minei, so then we're not afraid that someone's going to eat it by mistake. He'll be very careful not to violate the isa me'ila behegdish. But if it's not shalhegdish, just the mailman put it in. So what, it's not mine, so I'm not over Bayura by Matzah, but it's a chasha shema yechlenu. You have to be careful all of us, actually. That's all.
How about a person buys futures? So, okay, no kind of what? He buys on the market or the tour market, then you have it on Pesach.
He still doesn't.
When he buys futures of bread?
No.
Macaroni?
Grain. No.
Grain.
Grain.
You don't buy flour. Grain.
Grain per se is not common. If you have futures on flour, flour is
whatever it is,
the futures on all kinds of. What does futures mean? Futures mean you have a schus to buy at a certain price. Futures doesn't mean.
That's yours now.
Future means you have a right to buy. But it doesn't mean that.
Let's say you buy the road over on the 30th December and Pesach started on the 28th of December. Came over to you until you were shut on the 28th of December.
Yeah, but what
that physically controlled?
Let's say you bought a future on some item and the item got burnt. The item burned. So do you suffer or does the other one suffer?
Never specifically.
The future means they have a schus to buy it at a certain rate. But it doesn't mean that it's mine.
It's not a schus, it's an obligation. It's an obligation.
An obligation to buy.
To buy or sell.
Only if you have a contract.
On a particular day.
An obligation to buy. But what happens if it'll get burned?
The person that has to deliver it is responsible.
You own. How do you mean you own if you can sell it to somebody else? If I don't have it physically, I own it.
Let's say I paid you money. Futures, I paid you money to buy the box of wheat, but you didn't manufacture it yet. And then later on, when you make the wheat and you're about to deliver it, then it gets burned. So you're obligated to deliver differently. So it means that wheat didn't belong to me yet.
You have to.
Whenever anything gets burned, whoever is the owner, whenever something gets destroyed, whoever is the owner loses. So if it gets destroyed, you lose. That means that it's yours. It doesn't mean that it's mine.
Insurance policy.
You put by specific thing.
For specific.
There is no thing.
Right. They can't say that it's mine. I have a cost to buy at a certain rate. I have an obligation to buy. But it's not mine yet.
The guy really can deliver you. You buy potatoes on the future thing. The guy, you own them. I mean, the guy can bring them up to your office and say, yeah, you're potatoes.
But he didn't give it to me yet. He delivers it, that is mine. Because when he didn't deliver it.
I asked him, let's say you bought bagels, a million ton bagels, and you bought them for the 15th of February, 15th of
it's a particular
April.
Date.
And Pesach started, you had forgotten that you bought it, and there was transfer you didn't take physically, it doesn't come anywhere else, or you got a paper, the 15th ton of bagel was delivered over to you with Shutcha. Is it Chumash or Avad Mamash? That's the question.
No, I didn't want it. Who? I ordered it.
Oh, I want it. I forgot. I forgot that I bought for the 15th. I thought I bought for the 15th or next month.
But by the time they deliver it to me on Pesach, I didn't want to be kind of there.
Yeah. But on Pesach, you had already paper that it was you that
bought for the 15th.
It doesn't matter, but I'm not kind of until they deliver it. At the time they deliver, I didn't want it. But according to the Deen of the Malchus, I'm kind of earlier?
No.
Am I kind of earlier? Let's say, as the truck is delivering.
I wanted to buy on for April 15th.
Okay, right? Okay. You have a birthday party.
And they delivered it for me on April 15th.
Okay.
I had forgotten that I bought it.
So let's say.
And they delivered it on paper. I get a paper that I have.
You don't want to be kindness. It's not yours. The truck is delivering it. Let's say the truck.
Oh, you only don't physically the Chumash. Paper is not Chumash.
No. The only shaila is when the truck is delivering it. What if a ganav comes and steals all the bagels from the truck? So do you lose or does the company lose? If I lose, that means that the Din of Malchusa says that it already belongs to me before they deliver it.
Right.
What if all of this happened on Pesach? If they made it, they baked the bagels on Pesach and then they're going to deliver it. I didn't want to be kind on Pesach. I don't want to be kind of the Yisr. I'm not kind. It's not mine. No, I'm not over value.
You
don't
accept the
I'll pay them. After Pesach, I'll pay them. I'll pay them on that day, but I have in mind not to be kind. I don't want to be kind.
You have to be controlled by everything,
even if you have no control. The fact that people all of Achraya, shouldn't that be an indication that you don't need Bishuscha? That the Ramban is wrong, that you don't need Bishuscha? Is that good to cash? I don't know. Here's the cash from the fact that the Gemara says in the first Perek that if you have Chemtu Shol Nachri, that the Jew is Mekabel Achraya, so the Jew is Ayvan Bal Yerah by Motzei, and he has no control at all over the Chomet. So you see, Beferish, you don't need Bishuscha at all. A time against the Ramban, I don't know. It's a good time. Rabbi Loza uses the lashon chomitz mishei shos olamaylo. That's after chatzos. Chomitz after chatzos is also b'hanom in atoyro. That's really a question. Not everybody agrees to that. The Gemara has on chof ches on a day a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says that there are three psukim that say that you're not allowed to eat chomitz. Plus a kroik sivi. One pasuk is lo yeochol chomitz, where it says Shmois Yud Beis. It's around 10 lines from the top of Chof Ches and Beis. The Gemara says plus a kroik sivi. There are three psukim. My time is Reb Yehuda. How does Reb Yehuda know his din? Gemara says there are three psukim. Lo yeochol chomitz kol machmetz lo asachel lo asachel lo chomitz. Exact same thing. It says three psukim. You're not allowed to eat chomitz. What do you need three? So he says one pasuk goes on Pesach. You're not permitted to eat chametz on Pesach. One pasuk goes chametz over all about Pesach is an issa deraisa according to Reb Yehuda. We don't pass like Reb Yehuda. He holds that even chametz that belong to a goy, All chametz that exists on Pesach, all the beer, all the any macaroni that exists in the world anywhere, when it comes to Pesach, it becomes osur b'achila b'anor liyoylam vod. You can never eat it. We don't pass like that. And the third pasuk tells you that chametz on erev Pesach, after chatzos, you're not allowed to eat, and if you eat it, it's osur b'achila, it's osur b'anor, you're oiv b'lav, and you get malchus. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, no, there's only chametz b'Pesach is osur b'achila b'anor. Chometz Shabbat HaPesach is only a knas midirabbanon of Shimon holds, and they only made the knas Chemtza Shal Yisrael Shabbat HaPesach because he violated by Yerah. Chemtza Shalakim, he didn't violate by Yerah by Matzah, so there's no knas. And just like Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda on Chometz Shabbat all of HaPesach that the din doesn't exist Menatera, so Chometz Erev Pesach doesn't exist either Menatera. So if you eat Chometz on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's no Malkus. That's what Rabbi Shimon says, no Malkus. It's a Heta Gomer. So it means that it's Hefta Gomer, you're permitted to eat the Chometz on Erev Pesach, Hefta Chatzos. So that's what Taisa says on the top of Chof Chesam and Beis. No. The top Taisa says on Chof Chesam and Beis, Reb Shimon Oimer, Chometz Lifnei Zmanoi, on Erev Pesach, Hefta Chatzos, Olach HaZmanoi, Chometz Shalom HaPesach. That's the top Taisa on Chof Chesam and Beis. The Taisa quotes the Gemara, Eina Oiver Olav Beloi Klum. Absolutely no Issa whatsoever. So Taisa says, not exactly. I know, bloy klum, nothing garnish with garnish. Nira, they say, would appear that the Reb Shimon Shita is need. They know of all of the lav. There's no lav, there's no loisesei. The chometz lifnei zman, Reb Yehuda holds that there's a loisesei. If you eat chometz and have Pesach, hefta chatzos, you like it, malchus. There's no chorus. He says, eating chometz is chorus is only if you eat it on Pesach. But if you eat it on Erev Pesach, it's a lav. And Reb Shimon says there's no lav. But Taisa says, Moiduhu Reb Shimon is Moiduhu to Reb Yehuda, Da'asa Ba'achila Mishesha Osal Maila, because they quote the Gemara in the first verse, there were guys that Adam Tayyib Shoachas, Adam Tayyib Shteshoes. If the whole prohibition to eat Chometz Erev Pesach, Hefta Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, they invented an Issa the Rabbanon. So then they're making a Gzer, we're afraid he may make a mistake when Chatzos is. So we have to make a Harchok, he's not allowed to eat the Chometz from 10 o'clock on. So you see from the Gemara in the first Perek that the Hechrech, even Reb Shimon, is not because we pass him like Reb Yehuda. We know, we pass, how do we pass him? Chomesh Shabbat Lava Pesach is the Raisa of the Rabbanon. We know it's only the Rabbanon. If it would be an Issa the Raisa, Chemsa Shal Goy. Shabbat Lava Pesach. So the whole Mechiris Chomets wouldn't exist. He wouldn't be permitted to buy any products from any store after Pesach. So obviously we pass him a Loche Kistam Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nachav Chesam Eral, of Chemet Shal Nachri. Whenever you violate by your by matzah, then chametz shal pesach is us. So clearly we pass on like Reb Shimon. Maybe we only pass on like Reb Shimon by chametz over all of our pesach. Maybe on erev pesach we should pass on like Reb Yehuda. The chametz misheisho salamayla is also with a lav, and that would explain the gemara in the first perek that they made exeret from 11 o'clock and from 10 o'clock and also b'achila from 11 o'clock to also b'ano. So Taisus holds that's what the Rambam holds. That's how the Rambam farempes everything. The Rambam was bothered with the kasha. The Mishnah says halachik is our Mishnah that we pass on like Reb Shimon. The chometz over all of our pesach is only a knas midirabbanon. It's not minatir. So you see halachik Reb Shimon against Reb Yehuda, and then in the first parak Taisus kasha on the top of chof chesam veis. But in the first parak the Gemara says that chometz on erev pesach after chatzos is also minatir. Ad kedei kach he's making a hachaka from 11 o'clock and from 10 o'clock. So the Rambam says the teretz is that we split the pesach. The chometz on erev Pesach is an isa lav after chatzos, and chometz shavuot after Pesach is only the rabbanon. So that's what Tosafot does want to say like that. The Baal HaMor also makes fun of that shita. The Baal HaMor on this daf on Chof Ches had heard that there were rishonim who held like that, contemporaries of his held like that. So he says it's against the Gemara because the Gemara here he asks on the Mishnah on the bottom of Chof Ches and Aleph. The Gemara effect right after the Mishnah. Mani mas nisn. Whom does the Mishnah follow? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbi Shimon, v'loi Rabbi Yosef Levi. We only know there are three sheets in Tanoim. It's neither Tana A, Tana B, or Tana C. So according to the Rambam, that you're making compromises in stock, Tazog, the Mishnah holds a compromise. It holds a half like this and a half like that. So the Baal HaMor says, you see from the Gemara that there are no compromises over here. There isn't a Shita Revius. There's only Gimel Shitas in Tanoim and Manish. So that's what he tines. He doesn't mention the Rambam by name, but he says he heard that there was some Rishonim who made a compromise, a split in the Pesach, and an Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, they hold Halachik Reb Yehuda, that it's an Issa Menatoire with a laugh to eat Chometz, Osa Bachila, Osa Banot. And Chomet Sha'olah Pesach, that's only in the Rabbanon, the Knas, because of he violated by Yor. So he said it's against the Gemara. So that's what Tais is also, Tais tells like the Balamur. It's clear from the Gemara that you can't make a compromise here against that Rambam. The Rambam and the Minyan HaMitzvahs count like that. He counts. Rab Yudah holds that there were three lavim. Rab Shimon says only one lav. The other two psukim are telling you details about chometz. But the Rab Shimon holds you don't have three. The Rambam counts two lavim. One lav chometz be'erev Pesach after Chatzos. One lav chometz be'Pesach. He takes from the three lavim. Either you have three or you have one zaftan and you have two. You have two. I remember once, I remind him, I remember once before Yom Kippur, I was looking through the Chayyadim in Shul. The Chayyadim has Hagoyas on the Seidu HaVoida. Somebody was looking, he meant to Mincha Marv, so somebody looks over my shoulder and says, what are you learning? He says, I'm learning the Chayyadim. So what does he say? What does he say? So I said to him, he discusses how many times you say, the Kacha Yamoina, Achas, Achas, V'Achas. So he says it's a machlokes, but he say two times or four times. So he says you say four times. So this fellow says to me, no, you say three times. So I said, there's no shita like that. That's what it says in the matzah. He knew by heart. I said, that's what it says in the matzah. That's what the taka says. And the yakisha matzah, that's what it says. Three times. He knew it by heart. So that's the Rambam over here. The Gemara has a machlokes of Yud Reb Shimon. Is it two lavim? Is it one lav? Or is it three lavim? So the Rambam says two lavim. So that's what, yeah, two and a half. So that's what the Taisus and the Balamar say can't be. There is no shita like that. So what do they do with the Gemara? Yeah. If you say Alochik is Tam Mishneh, that shows Alochik is like Reb Shimon. So an Erev Pesach it should be Muta Bachila after Chatzos. So Tais is Tuzuf Anayis. No, that even though there's no Issa Lav, but there's still an Issa Rasei. That's what Tais is Mechadish. But the only Shaila is, yeah. But the only Shaila is that Issa Rasei. That's the Issa Rasei from Tashbisu. Mm-hmm. So that pasuk Tashbisu has a kiyum asay and it has an isur asay. It has both. It has a kiyum asay that you have to destroy the chometz, and you say it's a mitzvah, and you say like you like tefillin, you say bracha shekadoshalav b'mitzvahs of a tzivanu. Let's say if a person eats kosher chicken, he doesn't say bracha. It says in the chumash kol tzipa tahor tachel. So every time you eat chicken, you say bracha shahakol, then you say shekadoshalav b'mitzvahs of tzivanu achilas tzipa tahor. So you don't say a bracha, that's not a mitzvah. That's an iser aseh. It's a lav haba machlal aseh. If you eat non-kosher fowl, you're right on an iser aseh. But it's not that it's an esek kiyumi. It's not that it's a kiyum mitzvah, kiyum aseh. It's the same over here. The pasuk that says tashbisu is both. We say a bracha, shekadoshana b'mitzvot b'tzivanu al biyo chometz, because the bedika is going to lead up to the destroying of the chometz. So it's clear from the fact that you recite a bracha that Tashbisu, the Hashbasa Sachomet, is a Kiyum HaMitzvah. It's a Kiyum essay. And then Taisa says, after Chatzos, it's also an Iser essay, that you're not permitted to eat the Chomet. What about Hanoah? So Taisa says, V'nira denafkalei mitashbisu mi'achila kamash mitashbisu shaloi kiderach Hanoah. Tahainu achila. Avala sigat tachastav shila muta l'Reb Shimon. The Gemara says, according to Reb Yudah, that you have three lavim. An Erev Pesach, Ham Pesach, Chomet Sha'olah Pesach, and it's also Bachil and it's also Bano. So all forms of Hanol would be us. It's also Bachil and it's also Bano. According to Reb Shimon, the Gemara says it's not that it's also Bachil and Bano. It says Tashbisu. Tashbisu is a key message, you have to destroy it. And it's moving the Eilav that there's an Isser Esser here also. If you'll eat it, or if you'll get Hanol from it and not destroy it, that's an Isser Esser of Tashbisu. It's not an Isser Lav, there won't be Malkus, but it'll be. And Isarasi, so Taisa says, but let's say you'll be destroying the chametz, and b'shas ma'isa, when you're destroying the chametz, you'll warm yourself and you cook some food with it. So then Reb Shimon will say it's muta, Reb Yudah will say it's asa. Reb Yudah will say it's asa. It's a chatira di isur, it's asa b'achila, it's asa. Reb Shimon says, it's not asa b'achila, asa b'anor. It's a mitzvah to destroy it. If you eat it, or if you get anor from it, you don't destroy it, you're in violation of the essay. But if you get anor while you're destroying it, that's okay. That's how Taisus reads the Gemara. The Gemara says on the third line from the top, on Chof Chesem and Beis, Mishosh, Shosh, Ba'achila, Asa, Ba'ano, Aso, and the Tanakam, but that's only according to Reb Yudah. According to Reb Yudah, the Chomitz on Erev Pesach has a lab, then you say, Mishosh, Shosh, Ba'achila, Asa, Ba'ano. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, Taisus says we pass like Reb Shimon, then you wouldn't say, Mishosh, Shosh, Ba'achila, Asa, Ba'ano. Why not? I have to Chatzai, so it's Asa, Ba'achila, Asa, Ba'ano. Say, it's not really Asa, Ba'ano, it's a different verb. It's a bit less, it's an Isser Es, it's a bit less of Tashbisa, but it's not really Asa, Ba'ano. So, Gemalta, Hechetim, Tzai, Bishosh, who, like Taisus says, If he's masik tachas avshila muta, because he's destroying it and he's getting on there at the same time. So in that case, Reb Shimon will say that it's muta mando.
It doesn't look different when he's masik tachas. If he does it, let's say he burns it and he warms himself up on it, but he's actually using it to, for a purpose. Maybe that would be a different one. He's doing tashbisa, but he's doing it in a way that he should get on off of it.
Okay.
It's a pchila. That's it's not like. But the Yeah,
but they says he's destroying it. They says he's destroying the chametz.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's interested not destroying. Maybe he's interested in warming the water quality. It's doing it with the hechros. Do it. It doesn't look like.
Tatanya, okay. Tatanya. Here, the Balamor has the famous comment on this Taisus. He says that he's masking halfway with Taisus. He says what Taisus says is correct. That there's no. You can't make a compromise shita. Either the three lavim or one lavim, no two lavim, he doesn't hold like the Rambam. And then he says, it's clear from the Gemara in the first Perek that there's an Isser Hanoah after Chatzoy. But he says, the Isser Hanoah is only if you're not destroying it b'shas ma'isa. So he says, what if you're burning your chametz and then you warm your hands while you're burning? So Taisus says that Rav Shimon would say it's mutter. So the Balmor says like that. Then he goes one step further, so he says, and what if after Chatzoy you eat it? You eat the chametz. So he says, so you're consuming the chametz? So he says, Eilecha Hashbasa G'dayla Mizu. He says, that's the key of my mitzvah. He says, on airplane. He doesn't say that if he eats chametz from Purim on, in the kind of mitzvah Tashbisu. He says, on airplane, when you have the mitzvah of Tashbisu, so then if you eat the chametz, then you're consuming it, you're destroying it. It doesn't exist anymore. So just like Taisa says that if you burn it, then you're permitted to warm your hands or to cook some food on top of it, it's mutzah. So he says, you can eat it too. He says, he says there's no Yisrachila. That's what he says. There's no Yisrachila. Balamor says the only there's no Yisrachila. Taisa says it's move on me'elo from the pasuk that you have to destroy it in another. Shalaki derech hanada haino achila. Taisa says that's move on me'elo. Taisa says, and Balamor says not move on me'elo. That is not self understood at all. Balamor says that the Gemara in the first parak that says it's also b'hanoa after chatzoy, it's also b'achila asmano. Is it partially against like Reb Yudis? Partially against Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon would agree that it's also b'hanoa, but not b'hanoa. We are doing kilui. B'hanoa shel kilui is muta. Along the lines of Taisus, but more extreme. That's the Balamah.
What about Moses b'chachomet?
That's another reason. You have permitted to have chametz in your possession at the time that you shecht the korban.
According to this, we're eating it. The same time that you have the permission to say, we don't have the korban pesach today, but we would have the permission to do the korban pesach. You can't have someone eating chametz.
No, but he eats it.
The more in the first parak quotes that pasuk lasizbach chametz am sibchi to determine that achilek to tell you that ach bayom arishon tashbisa means erev pesach. And to tell you the chilek between the first half of the day and the second half, because it's manshchik is at Pesach in the afternoon, and the Torah is makdid something about having chametz in your possession at the time of shchitas at Pesach. So let's say I just make it by the skin of my teeth. I come with my korban Pesach a minute before the shkia and the shech and zark the dam. So I couldn't, and I already got rid of my chametz before. So I wasn't in violation of the sizbach chametz dam zivchi. Let's say I had chametz until shkia 7:30. I know what time in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say I have chametz until 7:15. Then I got rid of all the chametz on that Pesach, and I bring my korban Pesach at 7:25, and I just made it the last minute. So I personally will not be in violation of Lasizbach HaChametz Ad Zichri, as long as me and all the members of my chabura didn't have any chametz. But the Gemara just quotes that pasuk to show that since the zman of korban Pesach is there, Pesach Yepta Chatzoy, so that shows that the zman of Achmei Marishin Tashbisu is there, Pesach Yepta Chatzoy. It's not that you'll be in violation of Lasizbach HaChametz all the time. You won't, if you didn't have any chametz. And none of the Bnei Chabura had chametz at the time that the Shech the Korban Pesach, you won't be in violation of that. It's just that pasuk is Megala on this pasuk. That's all the Gemara meant to say. That's on the Heyom et Aleph. The Gemara quoted that pasuk, Rav Amar Mehacha, Lasishchat HaChametz Dam Zivchi. That's Megala that sheds light on this pasuk, how to understand Ach Beyom Arishon Tashbisu. That it goes on Erev Pesach and it means Achilek. You split the day in half. That the din of Tashbisa begins the second year.
It's an individual thing, not a communal thing. It means that the individual can still eat the chametz until he's ready to bring it. But it doesn't mean that everybody has to get rid of their chametz.
That's how the Balamor holds. Yeah, and Taisus holds not so. They says you're not permitted to eat it. It's understood that you have to destroy it in some fashion other than that. The Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam made a compromise over here. The Rambam taskens like Rabbi Yude by Chometz Erev Pesach Efter Chatzoy, because of the simple reading of the Gemara in the first parak on Daf Yud Dalet, the Chometz Erev Pesach Efter Chatzoy says Machila Sabano. So he says there we pass like Rabbi Yude. By Chometz Over all of HaPesach, the Rambam taskens like Rabbi Shimon. So that's why the Rambam taskens on Erev Pesach is a lav, and whoever eats Chometz is loike. Then the Rambam adds on, what if a person eats Chometz Bishoa Shishis? The Rambam quotes the Mishnah that Chometz Bishoa Shishis from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, an hour before Bayas Chatzos is 1 o'clock. So from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, Midirabbanan it's also Bei Machila Bei Mahano. And an hour before that, from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock, it'll be also Bachila Mutabano. So the Rambam passes, and the Rambam writes, Lefichach, therefore, after he quotes all of them, he says, therefore, if somebody eats Chometz for between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, he gets Makas Maridis Midirabbanan. So the Lecha Mishnah points out that there's something strange in the Rambam. He doesn't say one who gets Hano from Chometz between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. He said one who eats it. He says one who eats it. Why doesn't he say one who gets Hano? That's the Rambam sheet in general. The Rambam sheet is that you never get Malkus on Hano. If you get Hano from Basa B'cholav, you're not like it. If you get Hano from Chometz B'Pesach, you're not like it. The Rambam sheet in general, and the Ramban and the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees with the Rambam. That's a shayla. The Rambam has a unique shita that there's only Malkus and Achid, there's never Malkus and Anu. Okay, so when the Rambam talks about Makas Maradis Mid the Rabbanon, he holds called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisa Tikkun. So if in Chum the Raisa there's no Malkus and Hano on Pesach, so there's not going to be Malkus Makas Maradis the Rabbanon if you eat Erev Pesach, if you nene from Chometz Bishoz the Rabbanon. So the Rambam is only going to give Makas Maradis Mid the Rabbanon on Achilas Chometz, just like on Pesach Gufa, there's only going to be Malkus the Raisa on Achilas Chometz. So once the Rambam is talking about Achille, why did the Rambam only say that there's Makas Mardis the Rabbana for the one who eats Chometz Bishoa Shishis from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock? Zav Hashem Zavim from 11 o'clock on. Because with the Rabbana they did ask the Chometz from Shoah Hamishis also. So the Lach Mishnah is Ma'ira, that there's something strange in the Rambam. So there's a famous comment that Rav Elbala Soloveitchik has. Rav Soloveitchik used to say it over also pretty often. That apparently the Rambam distinguishes over here. What is Makas Maradis all about? What is Makas Maradis? There are two Rambams, where he talks about Makas Maradis. In one place, the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin that Bezdin, he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vav, that Bezdin Makam Yonshin Shloim Adin. Bezdin has the right to give Misa, to give Malkus, to give a Knas of Mammon, to put a person in jail, whatever, they can burn a letter in the forehead, whatever. The Gemara has Rav Huna Kot Yad, they cut off somebody's hand, he was a balaver. The Bezin has a right to do whatever Oynish they want, even though it's not in accordance with the Oynishi HaTorah. We have a din. Bezin Makmiyon Shishloimer Adin Shamati. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Lezer Ben Yankis. The Gemara quotes a Brisa from Megillah Sinus. Amar Rav Lezer Ben Yankis Shamati. I have a tradition, Shebez Makmiyon Shishloimer Adin. And the Megillah Sinus, the Gemara doesn't quote the Pasuk, the Megillah Sinus learns it out from a Pasuk. So the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin. So he says, Bez Makam Yashu Shalem and Adin is the basis of the authority of Bezin to give Makas Maradis whenever they feel that it's necessary. They can give Makas Maradis whenever they want. So the Prima Gadim points out in one of the Svarim in the Shoshana Samokim, as a little sefer, Shoshana Samokim points out that from that Rambam is Mashma, that there are no rules and regulations, fixed rules, who gets Makas Maradis. Who gets Malkus Deraisa? Oh, there's a whole Perek in Makus. Elohein Aloikin. It has to be a lab that's similar to Lasachim Shor B'dishoy, because the Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim has the din of V'hayoyim Bin HaKoyis HaRosh, and Malkus is right next to the Pasuk Lasachim Shor B'dishoy. So whenever you have a lab that's Dumi, the lab that Hasime, that's a lab Sheyesh Mamaisa, a lab Shaloi Nizla Saras Mises Bezna, a lab Shaloi Nitana Tashlumen, and more rules and regulations, the Rambam lists them all off in Hochsanen. So the question is, what about Makas Maris? Are there any rules and regulations or no? It's from Gansan Hefker, it's whatever Bezin wants. So the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin writes, whenever they decide, Bezin Makam Yon Shishloim Adin, whenever they decide they want to give Makas Maris, they have a right to. So it sounds like there are no rules. Then the Rambam has in Hilchas Eidus, happens to be right next to Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam Hilchas Eidus writes that Kreivim Apostle Eidus and Rishoyim Apostle Eidus. What's the definition of a Rosh? So he says, he quotes from the Rif, whoever violated an Avera for which he's chayiv Miso or Malkus. Because in the Chumash it says, V'hayoyim bin ha'kois ha'rasha. And then there's the pasuk says, the word Rasha appears in connection with Misa. I forgot already the pasuk. And the word Rasha appears in connection with Malkus. So you have either a Gazlan is a Rasha, Rasha de Chomus. Either a Rasha de Chomus, a Ganet. A person who violates Averis because of Chimud Momen. Or, if a person violates Averis, Tam Lahachas, not for Chimud Momen, it's not Lahanoah. If he violated an Aver for which he's Chayv Malkus Amiso, then he's Pasulatus in Atayra. And then he writes, and if he violated an Aver for which he's Chayv Malkus Mardis, then he's Pasulatus in the Rabbana. So what do you mean he violated an Aver for which he's Chayv Malkus Mardis? There are no rules and regulations. If Bezin decides, it's always ad hoc. If Bezin decides they want to give Malkus Mardis, they give Malkus Mardis. If they don't decide they want to give, they won't give Malkus Mardis. So what is he talking about? If you violate an Avera for which you chai Malkus deraisa, you postulate this mederaisa. If you violate an Avera for which you chai Malkus Midas mederabona, then you postulate this mederabona. There is no such animal. So that's the prima godin is ma'oras of Sastir and the Rambam between Perik Yud and Hilchus Eidus, and the end of Hilchus Sanhedrin and Perik Chof Vova, something like that, Chof Sastir. So Bechreach, the prima godin doesn't say, but Bechreach, you have to say that the Rambam means that there are two types of Malkus Midas. There are rules and regulations for Malkus Deraisa, and there are rules and regulations for Malkus Derabbana, Malkus Maris Derabbana. Kol Detikin Rabbana came Deraisa Tikin. If the Chachamim introduced Anisa Derabbana along the lines and extension of Anisa Deraisa, so if that Isa Deraisa has Malkus Deraisa, so that Isa Derabbana will have Malkus Maris Derabbana. So if a person will violate that Avera Derabbana B'mezid, he'll be Pasaleh, this Mederabbana, because it's Alav Sheesh Malkus Mederabbana. And then there are other Averis, the Rabbanon, which are not Cain, the Raisa Tikkun. And based on Kol Detikin Rabbanon, Cain, the Raisa Tikkun, you can't say that it follows naturally that it's Chayv Malkus Mardis. It doesn't follow at all. So in such an Avera, the Chachamim, let's say, for example, a simple Moshe. Kol Ho'echol Matzah Be'erev Pesach. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that he gets Malkus Mardis from the Rabbanon. So what is that? A called the tikkun rabbanon and came the rice of tikkun. What came the rice is that patterned after? You can't hang it on. You can't latch it on to any din the rice. The prohibition with the rabbanon of eating matzah bare-faced. It comes in a separate din. So the Malkus Mardis over there is not a came the rice of tikkun. It's a separate din that if they want to, they can give him Malkus Mardis. If they don't want to, they don't have to. If they feel that they want to give Malkus Mardis to prevent them, that's how the Rambam writes. Makanos achetetei nafsho. That's how the Rambam writes. A person is eating matzah b'erev Pesach. Makanos achetetei nafsho. So they're running subis here. What's going on? What's that makan? So he says the Rambam obviously means he's in the middle of eating the matzah. And we tell him stop eating, and he doesn't want to stop. And we start beating him up, and he says no, I'm going to eat my matzah. And he keeps on eating, so we have a right to continue beating him up. But he says, it's shein obgiges in the matzah. And then we say, what did you do? He says, of course, you don't give him any Malkus Mardis. That's how the Rambam understood. Not kol oichal matzah bere Pesach makanos and Malkus Mardis. How? The Rambam held, how can you make a statement makanos and Malkus Mardis? It can't be. It's not a kain deraisa. Was it the Raiva given that it's patterned after an Issa deraisa? It's a separate Issa that you're not allowed to eat matzah bere Pesach. So the Rambam understood that to Rishalmi, that it means he's in the middle of eating the matzah, and we give him terchach, we warn him, don't continue to eat, and he doesn't want to listen. So we have a right to beat him up, to prevent him from eating, and even to the extent of Achat Teitzin Nafsh. But the... Right, whenever a person is in the middle of doing an Avera, so the Gemara says in Ksuba. Right, yeah. Okay. So that's the Gemara in Suvis on that paper. The person is in the middle of doing something wrong, and we warn him, don't do it, and he doesn't listen. So the Gemara says, we have a right to be kai for him, even if it means Achat Teitzin Nafsho.
That's always called Malkus Mardis.
That's one kind of Malkus Mardis. That's the Malkus Mardis. That's an ad hoc Malkus Mardis. They decide, no, we're going to give Malkus Mardis. But the Rambam has a different kind of Malkus Mardis. That's a Kein Deraisa Tikkun. For example, the Rambam, Lishitosa, Paskins like Rabbi Yude, and Erev Pesach, Efta Chatzos, that if you eat Chomet, you like it, it's a lav. The Paskins too love him. Not three, not one, two. He says, if you eat chomet, bear pesach, hefta chatzos, there's a lav, and you're like it. So, after shor shishis, from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, is midirabbanon, that's how the Rav said the lashon. After 12 o'clock is chatzos midirabbanon. Midirateir is chatzos at 1 o'clock, that's noon. But midirabbanon is out in Torah Shacha, so they said midirabbanon, we consider it as if chatzos begins at an hour earlier. Var right that the yasid be machila be mano. So mid the Rabbanon, you're now over that to call the Tikka Rabbanon. Okay, in the Rashi speaking, you're over the Easter of Achilas Chametz after Chatzos. Even now, mid the Rabbanon, we consider it as if we moved up Chatzos an hour earlier. So that's an Easter Deraisa that you get Malkus Deraisa. This is, we just moved up, we turn our watch.
It's a long zero.
Right, so that's an extension. But the Shoah Chamishis that you saved, that's a new animal. It's also Bachila Mutabano. That doesn't exist. So what did they do? It's Anayak Zera. That they made Chametz Zasa. So the Rambam will not say that you like a Makazma. It doesn't follow naturally like a Makazma. If the guy's in the middle of eating, if he's in the middle of eating matzah, you have a right to beat him up until he's done. So if he's eating Chametz Avada, you have a right to beat him up on Shetetzin Avshafar. But if he finished eating already, you don't get many Makazma. That's how the Rav Soloveitchik, that's how Rav Dolvala, that's how he used to say the answer to the Lecha Mishnah Seore. Why the Rambam only says that Makinos and Makas Mardis if he eats the Chametz, they're Pesach B'Shoa Shishas. But if he eats it B'Shoa Chamishas, he doesn't say that you give Makas Mardis. You can't. If they want to, they'll give Makas Mardis. If they don't want to, they won't. The din that you automatically, naturally give Makas Mardis, called the Dika Bonham Kain, the right to Tikkun, that goes with rules and regulations, that's only B'Shoa Shishas. It's an extension of After Chatzos. But earlier, it can't be.
It's the end of the day, right? No?
A little bit, it's a little bit. The Gemara says not exactly. But choishes that some people will be toya b'shteishoy. So I say choishes. So one of you choishes legabi hano. Also, the Gemara says no. We're only choishes legabi achila.
But it's not.
From the fact that it's only us, it's a good point. But from the fact that you mean manushah. No. The answer is that. The hour before Chatzos, that's mamish, they moved up Chatzos, like they just moved the clock. The hour before the hour, so they said, we want to ask for a tachila because of the chashash of there is a miyut b'nei adam who will be toyeh b'shteisho. On Pesach night, the Gemara has, in the last perek, so we have many chiyuvim, you have the chiyuv tikkun. Pesach, which we don't have this manazah, so we say in the Shalom of Farms Haseinu, we talk about Pesach, Shohei Abitein HaAklam HaShimah, and we yaitse with that, Nisham Mufan Sassin. Then you have Matzah, then you have Morar, the Gemara says, Morar Bizmana is only the Rabbanon. Morar is only the Raisa Bizmana Amigdash, and you have the Mitzvah, Sipitzias Mitzrayim. Sipitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara says, is a function of the Mitzvah Halaylo. The Gemara says that the Gemara has an interesting thing, it's Takan Negel Aloch, and Kuf Tezayin on the base. The Gemara says, on Kuf Tezayin on the base, that a sumo is potter miloy mahagoda. A blind person is not mechuyev min haTorah to say the hagoda, because it says babu zeh. Zeh means something that you can see. So a blind person is not mechuyev in sipitzias mitzrayim. So the Gemara says, Takasha, I but once Rav Yosef had a yeshiva. Rav Yosef was a saginor, and he said the whole hagoda to be moitzi the bnei hayeshiva. He didn't have hagoda, so someone had to say bal peh, and they were moitzi the others with shemei koina. So the Gemara like Takash, if he's ain't a mechuyev bedavor, because he was assuming ain't a mechuyev siram dechay boson, that can be mechuyev the other. So the Gemara answers that Rav Yosef holds that bismanazed is no carbon pesach, and the Morar is only the rabbanon, and Rav Yosef holds that matzah bismanazed is also only the rabbanon. That's the machlokes amaroyim. Maybe it's just like Morar is only the rabbanon, it's only the rice of bisman dika pesach. So matzah is also only the rabbanon. So the Gemara says that Rav Yosef apparently held that min haTorah there's no mitzvah halayla bizmanazeh, there's no matzah, there's no mar, there's no kompesach to speak of. So there's no mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim either, because CPTS has to be bavuzeh. You have to be able to show something. So no one is mechuyev min haTorah in Hagodah. He's not mechuyev, he's a sumer. Even bizman amigdashi would not be mechuyev min haTorah in CPTS Mitzrayim. And the others are not mechuyev, so he's the rabbanim, they're the rabbanim, he can be mighty there. But the Gemara says we don't pass him like Rav Yosef. We pass in that matzah bismanazeh there, right? So since there is a zeh, there is matzah, so we hold that everybody's mechuyev in sipitzias and time and atar except for the sumah. The sumah is only mechuyev in the rabbanon. So he cannot be mighty to the other people. So lamashal, tnagel alocha bismanazeh. Let's say there's an old zeh, and every Shabbos the zeh says kiddush to be mighty to the bnei bayis. So fine. So we pass in that the sumah is a machloikis, but the sumah is chayv and cholamit. So we pass in the sumah machloikis. And we pass the mikra out in the sumah, so the sumah can make kiddush to be moitzi everybody else. What about on Pesach night? So mistama, the whole haggadah is not going to know balpeh, but the kiddush he can say balpeh. But it's not so poshut, because in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Kiddush is not just Kiddush, it's the beginning of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not just the drinking of the first coast, the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, because he mentioned Zechar Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the Chachamim were misakin that you should fulfill the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim in the framework of these four brachas. You should start off with the Kiddush. So based on the Gemara, it should follow that that the Suma should not, he can take Kiddush himself, but then someone else should take Kiddush again afterwards. Even if on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov, you allow the Suma to be mighty everybody else with the Kiddush, but on Pesach night, l'chayre not. Because we're all mechuyev in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim on HaTorah. And the Gemara says he's only midrabbanan, and this is a chelik of the Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Gemara says that on Pesach night you have all of these chiyuvim. You have a chiyuv Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, you have Pesach, you have Matzah, you have Mor, and then the Gemara says there's a chiyuv Halel as well. What is the site of the Chiyuv Halal? So the Mishnah has on Kuf Tes Zayin on the base. B'chol Dov Adar Chai Barom Leir Sesat Mikilu Yat Mitzrayim. Asicha Chanach Nechayovim Lahalel. So the Maram Chalava points out on this Mishnah, and Rav Velva Lasalavetchik has this in his Sefer Bariches on the Rambam. He points this out, that there's a din of Halal B'Shat HaNes and there's a din of Halal Zechal HaNes. The different dinim. Halal B'Shat HaNes is a separate din. That's a din deraisa. Halal Zechel HaNes, that's only a din derabon. We mentioned many times, Halal on Chanukah is a Halal Zechel HaNes. The Nes occurred many years ago, and we, in recollection, in commemoration of that Nes, we recite Halal today. So that's a Gemara Brochas Daf Yudaleh, that Halal on Chanukah is only derabon. Well, Halal B'Shat HaNes, that's a din derai. So we learn out from the Parsha of B'Shalach, that the Torah records the Oz Yashir, that they recited Halal B'Shat HaNes. Why does the Torah record it? Not stamp for historic purposes, but for halachic purposes. To teach us that this is a din deraisa, that one is obligated to recite Halal B'Shat HaNes. So the Mishnah sounds like it says, B'chol Dover Dor, Chayiv Adam Liris Esat Mekilu Hu Yatsim Mitzrayim. In every generation we have to have the feeling, this is a din deraisa, we have to have the feeling as if we just left Mitzrayim tonight. L'sicha Chanach Nachayov and L'Halil. Therefore we're obligated to recite a Halal B'Shat HaNes. So the Pashtus is that the Halal on Lev Pesach is a Halal Deraisa. It's a Chiyuv Halal Deraisa. So the Gemara has the Shaila with the Bracha. That's what the Ram says. That's the reason why you don't say a Bracha. Halal B'Shas HaNes is supposed to be a spontaneous Halal. So that's B'davka why you don't say a Bracha. Halal Zechel HaNes. So that's in commemoration. So you do say a Bracha. Halal Simchas Yom Tov. You do say a Bracha. But Halal B'Shas HaNes, that's what the Ram, Atakan is daf. The Ram quotes from the Rav Haigoyen, that Halal B'Shas HaNes is a different kind of a Halal that B'davka does not require a Bracha. B'davka should not say a Bracha. So the Gemara has on the next daf, on Kuf Yud Ches and Aleph, the Gemara says that on Pesach night, not only do we recite the Halal HaMitzri, Tesis Sama Mitzrayim, and we praise the Rabbanu Shalom for this Nes, for this Yeshua and this Gula B'Tias Mitzrayim, we have to also recite what we call Halal HaGodol. The Gemara says, and why is it called the 26th Kili Olam Chazdos? That we say after the Halal, before we say Nishmas, that's called Halal HaGodol. And why is it called Velama Nikra Shmo Halal HaGodol? The Gemara has on the left narrow line, before you get to the wide lines, Amar Rabbi Yechon Neish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoyshe, Beru, Mishal Olam, Machalik Mizaynes, Luchol Beri. It's a Halal that gives praise to the Rabbanu Shalom for creating the world, and it's Nois HaNachem Luchol Basi, Kili Olam Chazdos, a general Shevach. So what's the connection to Pesach night? So that's Rav Soloveitchik used to have this, used to be a common drosha by the Rav, very often he used to mention this. But you see from this Gemara, Ayusoid, that whenever a person is mukhiyiv to thank the Rabbanu Shalom to give Sherev or Hidoya because of something that occurred, let's say, B'chol Davador, you have to feel as if you just left Mitzrayim, so the Mechayiv of saying Halal tonight is the Yitzias Mitzrayim that we just experienced now. So not only are we mukhiyiv to recite Hidoya for this, for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, agav this, you have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom and praise the Rabbanu Shalom for everything. Why? To place everything into a proper perspective. Not just to thank for this, that's all. No, you have to thank for Briyas HaOlam and Nosh Lachem Chabasar and everything. You have to, the Halal HaMitzri is unique to Bnei Yisrael. It goes on the Nisim and the Flood that the Rabbanu Shalom shows special Hashgacha Prophets will call it so. The Halal HaGadol is the Kol Bo Yoylam. That's for everybody in the world. That's the general Halal. The 26 Kili Yolam Chazdos. So really that has to do with all the Yom HaSoylam. Why do we say that on Pesach night? You should say that every day of the week maybe. So the Gemara says no. When you have a Mechayiv to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for Yitzias Mitzrayim, when you recite the Hoidoya, then you have to place everything at the proper perspective. and give the general haidah. So the Rav used to say the same is true regarding Birchas HaMazon. If a person doesn't eat bread, he doesn't have to say benching. But once he eats bread, then there's a machayv. A chalta v'savato will be rachdav. And once he has a chiyuv to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the food, then he has to say no dolecho ashin chalta la v'sein eretz chem netoy v'chova. You have to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for bris and Torah and Malchus Beis David. You have to thank for everything. That it shouldn't just be a hoidoyah to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the food. The mechayev is the bechalta b'savata. But once you fulfill that chiyuv, once you mekayim that, so the oifen of kiyum is by placing it into proper perspective to give the full picture. And the Gemara has such a similar din in the end of brachas, that when a person, mishiyir lo nes, the person, whenever he travels by that spot, he has to say a special bracha, brach shasa lo nes b'mokam hazeh. What if the person had a nest over here and he had a nest over there? So when he comes over there, he has to mention this and the other nest. When he comes to the other place, he has to mention that and the other nest. And what if he's going neither place? Then he doesn't. Why don't you say, stam, whenever he drives in the car? No, there's no mechayiv at all. But once he has a mechayiv, then he has to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for this nest and for all the nests, and just place everything in the proper perspective.
On what basis do the Spartans hold different? Alva Agoda from the 13th century, and they don't say Halal Agoda. They finish it. They finish Agoda after the benching.
No.
They don't have the second
half of Halal. 13th century,
they don't say Halal.
That's a misprint. No, that's the famous misprint. They have to say. If you leave out, if you just leave out the 26 Kili Olam Chazos, that's not a misprint. Just leave out the 26. That the Gemara has different tanoim. No, but that must be a misprint. You leave out the second half of the halal. No, the Gemara says. The Balamor says the ikar of the halal is the second half. The ikar is the second half of halal. The Balamor quotes the Gemara in the end of Tainus that ain on halal el al keres meleiv and efesh tveya. He says the ikar of halal the shas hanes is if you ate a meal and you're in a good mood, then you say the halal with a gishmak.
He called the Misha Rotzel Ishtot Kos Chamishi. You did halal ado yimtza shama b'shana.
Oh, that Misha Rotzel Ishtot Kos Chamishi, that comes from this Gemara. That's this Gemara, that's about the 26 Kili Yolam Chazdoi. But about finishing off the halal, that the Mishnah says you have to finish off the halal.
I bring you that book.
Okay.